FRWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done around your house. So if you're working inside or out, reach out to us with your questions. You can do that by dialing 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or for the quickest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and tell us how we can help. Coming up on today's show, if you love old homes, have you ever noticed that many old houses have a sort of old relic, kind of an old antique in their basement? We're talking about a single, solitary, standalone, with nothing else around it, toilet. We're going to get to the bottom of the story behind these low-level commodes.
Very interesting. Not a lot of privacy, but, you know.
There's a purpose. There's a method to the madness.
I'm sure there is. And also ahead, are you looking for an easy way to make your HVAC system more efficient? Well, it might be as simple as changing your furnace filter, but not all of those filters are created equal. So we're going to share how you can pick out the one that's right.
And if you own a home, you probably also own a homeowner's insurance policy, or at least we hope you do. But do you know if that policy provides enough coverage to cover a fire, a flood, or any other major claim? Well, with the winter storm season just ahead, it's predicted to be a pretty bad one. It's a good time to check. So we're going to tell you what questions to ask.
But first, we're here to offer expert advice for the care and feeding of your home. That's right. We're like the nannies of the house. Or the bros. What would you call a male nanny? A nano? Whatever. We're here to help you out with whatever you guys need so you can tackle all those projects and get them done right and truly have the home of your dreams, which we would still call a money pit because we just love them so much.
Maybe we call them mannies?
Manny. I like that. A bro pair.
That's right, bro pair. 1-888-MONEYPIT or moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Illinois, we've got Laura on the line who's looking to do a project with oil-based paint, but finding out it's not available in the state. What's going on?
My ceilings are painted with oil-based paint, and we now live in the state of Illinois, and they say they do not sell oil-based paint, and I'm wondering how I can paint my ceilings.
Laura, we're hearing more and more questions like this from those that live in states where oil-based or solvent-based paint is becoming more restrictive. You know, I understand that it's still available. It's expensive, sometimes only in smaller quantities. But in your case, when we're talking about a ceiling, I think as long as you clean that ceiling well, then you can use a latex-based or an alkyd-based primer, like Kills has a good quality primer that's water cleanup, and that would give you the same quality finish. You know, we got to remember that the primer is sort of the glue that makes that paint stick. And so as long as you have a clean surface and you use a good quality Alkyd primer, I think you should be okay. And you could put ceiling paint on top of that, which, by the way, also has different qualities to it. So make sure you look for ceiling paint. And my recommendation, Leslie, with this is to always use flat. Because if you use anything with the sheen, you're going to see those defects, right? Those like nail pops and stuff.
Well, I mean, anything with the sheen is going to make any imperfections super obvious. So once something starts to kind of go awry, you're going to notice before you would with a flat paint. So I would definitely recommend a lesser sheen when possible. David from Mississippi is on the line and has a question about a decking project. What's going on?
I tore down my old deck, wooden deck. For the most part, it was built with untreated lumber.
Okay.
So I've been pricing lumber at Lowe's and a local place called Marvin's, and Marvin's has that yellow wood and Lowe's doesn't. Is there a difference in the lumbers, exterior lumbers?
Well, the yellow wood is actually not the color yellow. It's Y-E-L-L-A. It's a brand name. But they're both treated lumber. And basically, I think you can fairly compare one to the other by making sure that you're what the rating is for it. Now, on the end of the lumber, there's really two ratings, above ground or ground contact. So above ground is going to have less preservative in it. And ground contact, that's kind of like for like 6x6 timbers where you're, say, building a retaining wall and that sort of thing. But I think if you compare the above ground contract boards in either a retailer, you're going to be able to make apples to apples comparison. I think they're pretty similar.
Okay. Well, that's all I really was wanting to know. So I appreciate
all right.
that.
Did the deck come down easy because of all the rot from the untreated lumber?
Oh, yeah. It came down real easy. Putting it up was easier than taking it down.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, have you guys ever noticed that some older houses have something kind of strange, like a very lonely standalone toilet in the basement? Well, we're going to tell you exactly what the story is behind these low-level commodes next.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this autumn weekend? I love that we're all into the holiday spirit. We're getting everything ready in our homes. We're going to have a lot of visitors. We're going to be cooking more, staying inside and getting cozy. So let us help you make your Money Pit your best home ever. Let us know how we can help. You know, guys, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home. We want it to be your money pit, but in a good, loving, endearing kind of way. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com. You're going to get a new episode every Monday and Thursday, so lots of great advice.
If you'd like to resurface your kitchen counters, there used to be limited options, but that has changed. Thanks to the products that are out from Deich Coatings. You may have heard me talk about the Lux Rock, which is like the faux granite finish that I put on a countertop. It actually has real granite mixed in with it. But, man, I tell you, it's absolutely beautiful. In fact, I had a friend of mine over the other day who's a very talented architect, and I told him about it. And when he saw it for himself with his own two eyes, he really couldn't believe it. Well, guess what? The folks at Deich are out with a new product. It's called the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. It's a roll-on marble resurfacing kit for countertops, vanities, and tabletops. Very easy to do. No special skills are needed. Everything you need is in the kit and ready to go. It will give you a tough, resilient marble surface. You can get the defined vines or the soft, swirling vines. It really, truly replicates the look of real marble. It is available for $169, but we are giving away... Yes, we are giving away the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coatings to one lucky listener to today's program. So make that you. Reach out to us with our questions. You must call. You must ask a question. And if you do those two things, we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and you might just be winning the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coatings. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
All right, now we've got Sarah on the line with Foggy Windows. What's going on?
We have Anderson window on our sliding door in our patio. The rest of the windows in the house, we can't seem to find a brand, but they fog over. We have dealt with this for 2 or 3 years. I have to clean them every day to keep the moisture off them. Do we need to get new windows, or how do we solve this?
So unfortunately, Sarah, this is pretty common with windows. When you have thermal pane windows, and you have a failed thermal paint seal, that's the seal between the glass, then moisture gets in between that glass, and then it condenses on the inside of the surface, and it leaves some of its mineral salts behind. That's why you get this kind of ugly, gray, dirty-looking fog. There's nothing you can do to remove that. It's inside between the panes of glass. And the reason you're getting condensation is because that window is now not insulating. See, when these windows are built, normally they have a seal inside, and the seal basically keeps that interior of the window between the glass in a vacuum. And to supplement that vacuum, manufacturer adds an insulating gas like argon in there. So you've pretty much eliminated all that in these windows at this point, or the windows have eliminated it, I should say. And as a result, the warm, moist air inside your house hits that cold glass. It cools and releases its moisture, and that's why you're always kind of mopping up after these damp windows. Unfortunately, I think the best thing to do here is to replace the windows. I don't think, while it's possible to find a manufacturer that can make new sealed, thermal paint sealed windows for you, it's probably not going to be, it's probably going to be more expensive than actually replacing the window. There's a lot of options in replacement windows today. Generally, you know, they're a lot easier to install than they ever were before. And you don't have to do the whole house at once. You can do the north side first if you're concerned about, cold and trying to keep warmer. I do the north side first. And if you want to cut down on the air conditioning, do the south side first. That's kind of the way you should approach this systematically. And one more thing to look for in any of those windows, just make sure you get in a window that's Energy Star rated. That's going to mean it's real efficient and will definitely do the job going forward. And hopefully those windows will last a lot longer without any seals failing again. Well, have you ever noticed that some older houses have a single, solitary, standalone toilet in their basement? Well, these old relics really do look out of place and kind of weird, but according to the family handyman, they once served a very important purpose.
Yeah, now these are typically found in pre-World War II era homes, and this lone toilet, I mean, definitely looks totally out of place, not just because it's in the basement, but because there's really nothing around it to make it feel like a proper private bathroom. It's just kind of hanging out. And it's even funny because now you've got this, like, standalone toilet, and a lot of them don't even have a sink nearby, and some of them kind of have, like, a weird shower, or some have, like, a really big sink. It's definitely strange. I mean, it could be the world's largest bathrooms. Who knows?
That's a good point. Well, there is actually a story behind this, and it is often called the Pittsburgh potty. And the reason for it was due to the abundance of them in that particular city. Legend has it that historically industrial towns, steel workers and miners used them after a long day of work. They'd enter their basements to clean up before entering the main part of the house and avoid tracking in all of that grime. So there you go. Perhaps it is the world's largest potty, but it makes total sense.
It makes total sense, and we could have totally renamed them the COVID bathroom, the COVID commode, you know, 3 years ago when people were sneaking in the side doors from working in the city all day or working at a hospital and getting totally stripped down before coming into the rest of the house. So, you know, new purpose for the modern day as well. All right, we've got Lauren on the line who's got a question about some siding issues from some overgrowth. Tell us what's going on.
Last year, my husband and I moved into a split-level ranch that was built in 1957, and at the time that we moved in, it had been vacant for a while, and it was somewhat neglected, and there was a lot of ivy and other plants that had grown up against the house. So when we moved in and had those removed, we noticed that there was a lot of damage to the siding underneath. The siding is cedar siding, and as far as we can tell, it's not been well-maintained. So we aren't sure when it was sealed last or painted last, missing a lot of caulk, a lot of gaps, in addition to the damage that the plants have done to it. So we're wondering if cedar siding is always worth salvaging, or if we should maybe consider a different siding material. And then the other question is, if the cedar siding is worth saving and fixing up, who would we contact to do that? What type of contractor? Would we contact a painter? Are painters usually equipped to also do cedar siding repair?
You know, ivy always seemed like a good idea when it's first planted.
And
it's
so pretty,
cute.
Too.
Yeah, right. It's pretty when it's on a brick building, I think. But when you
even
put it on
then, it's not so great. But it's beautiful to look at.
That's true. But when you put it on a house that's got wood siding, oh, man, it thinks the siding is like the dirt, and it just will go in between the boards, and if it gets bad, it can pop them off the wall and cause leaks. And so I'm so glad that you got rid of that, Lauren. But as to your questions, look, cedar is absolutely beautiful. Yeah, sure, it's more maintenance than, you know, vinyl siding and some other sidings, but it's gorgeous. I don't think the fact that you've had some damage to it means that you should completely go in a different direction. What I would suggest is you get a good painter to work on prepping that material. It's going to have to probably be wire brushed, sanded, scraped, whatever it takes to get it ready to accept new paint. When you do that, then at that point you'll know how many boards have to be replaced. The painter may be able to do that, but you probably will need to hire just a carpenter to come and take care of that piece of it. Then in terms of staining it, I would recommend that you prime it and then use a solid color stain because that's going to last the longest. And after it's stained, then you can go ahead and caulk the seams or caulk it around the windows and doors. And that's something that the painter will definitely do. But if you do decide to take it all off, I would probably recommend that you go with a hardy plank siding because hardy is a composite material. I have it on my old house on the garage, and it actually matches the original cedar shingles that are on the house pretty darn well. I like the fact that it was factory painted, and I've had it for like, I don't know, probably 20 years now. I haven't had to touch it with a paintbrush, I'll tell you that. It still looks as good as the day it was installed, but it's expensive. So, you know, those are your options. I don't think you have to tear it all out just because the ivy got a little too close to it. I do think you can restore it.
So interesting when you see like all the little suckers from the ivy.
Yeah.
Like the remnants of what it leaves on the siding, whether it's brick or any other material, it's just amazing how strong it is.
Yeah, and it can grab into anything, but when you have cedar, it's like a perfect medium for it.
Yeah, I even have the, you know, the hardy shingles on the side of the house, and it got underneath it on the side as I was cleaning stuff up. I was amazed. I was amazed at how quickly it got in and around and under things.
Heading over to Alabama with Sunny on the line, who's got a question about peeling paint. What's going on?
Yeah, well, on the ceiling and on the walls of my bathroom, the paint is just peeling off in large pieces there, and I didn't know what would be the best thing to do, is peel it all off or treat it some other way or whatever to do to it to get that fixed in there.
Hey, Sonny, when's the last time you painted the bathroom?
Oh, it's been probably 5 years at least.
Okay, and this is a new problem then? It lasted 5 years.
Yeah, it just started peeling real. Actually, it has peeled a little bit, but small pieces, you know, places. But this is big time.
Yeah, and when you painted it last time, do you remember if you used a primer on the walls first, or did you just put another coat of paint on top of what was there?
Actually, I just had it painted. I had a professional painter to paint it, but I don't know what he did. I didn't supervise it or anything.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's the thing. Normally, you know, if you're going on top of an old paint job, and if you have any area where you're concerned about adhesion especially, or it's just an old surface, it's always smart to do a primer coat, because that's like the glue that makes the paint stick. Now, when you peel that you're seeing coming off, do you think, is this peeling back to the layer you had before you had it painted last, or is it pulling deeper layers of paint off?
I think it's just one layer.
So this all tells me that I don't think the walls were prepped right and probably didn't have a primer applied when they did that job 5 years ago for you. So unfortunately, you are going to have to pull off all of this old paint, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. So you need to get as much of this loose paint off as possible. Scrape it and sand it and scrub it and do whatever you have to get it off. And then I want you to use an oil-based or solvent-based primer, like Kills or, you know, Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore's, a good quality product like that, and let it dry really, really well. Now, that's going to give you a good surface that's going to do two things. First of all, it's going to make sure that the next layer of paint you put on there adheres properly for 5 years and well beyond. And secondly, it's going to make sure that that new layer of paint flows nicely and smoothly and looks fantastic when you're done. Unfortunately, there's no shortcuts here. You just can't put new paint over that peely paint, because it's just not going to stick.
You're in a different part of the country than I am, but what should that cost to get that paint done, that work done?
Well, certainly the cost is going to depend on the area of the country, so I can't estimate exactly what it should cost in your area, and also have not seen the space. But what I would recommend is you go to homeadvisor.com, and on that website you can fill out a form, and they'll find a contractor for you, and in fact a number of contractors. I think they give you two or three, and then you can read reviews about folks that have used those contractors and find somebody good there, and then have them come out and give you estimates, and you'll have some estimates that you can compare. But in this case, you got to get rid of that old paint and start over again.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, a well-maintained heating system is key to keeping all those costs down. We're going to share one simple task that you can take on yourself when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Look around your house. Do you have a project you'd like to take on, perhaps before all the friends and family show up for the holidays? Reach out to us with those questions right now at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response.
Mary from Arkansas is on the line, who's having some issues locating a water line for a filter. What's going on with this mystery?
I need a whole house water filter, but I live in a subdivision and all of the lines are buried underground, and I don't know how to locate where it comes into my house, and I don't know what to do about it.
Even though they're underground, that's very typical. You're going to have to locate the main water valve, and that is going to be inside your house somewhere. Now, I don't know what kind of house you have. Is it on a slab? Is it on a crawl space? Is it on a basement?
It's on a slab, and it is brick house.
It's brick. Okay. So generally where that line comes into the house, there is going to be a valve. It's pretty much required that there's a valve. And that's the area where the whole house water filter would get attached. It basically is inserted after the valve, after the main water valve, and then they put another valve next to it, so it kind of isolates that section of pipe. But you need to identify where that's coming in. Now, all I could tell you is that typically water lines will feed from the street, so it's going to be on that side of the house, and I have found them in many, many different places in my career as a home inspector. I have found them behind wall panels. I have found them inside sink cabinets where it doesn't really even look like a main water valve, yet it's there. I found them in closets. I found them in attics. It's going to be there somewhere, and that's going to be the trick, trying to identify where that is. But I imagine this is not something you're going to install yourself, and certainly it will be part of what a plumber would do for you.
All right, then I just need to get a good plumber and start looking.
That's right. That's right. Kind of a scavenger
okay.
hunt, Mary. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, are you looking for an easy way to make your HVAC system more efficient? Well, one simple way that you can do this is by replacing your furnace filter. Now, these filters capture any contaminants in the air as it passes through that HVAC system, and then all of those contaminants kind of clog up the system. So changing your filter is not only going to improve the air quality in your home, but it will also allow the system to perform better, and that's going to mean energy savings, which in turn means money savings.
Now, it's a really simple thing to do. Start by turning off your furnace and checking your HVAC equipment and the existing filter to find out its dimensions, its type, and its MERV efficiency rating. That's MERV. But remember, with that MERV, not all filters are created equals. That's why it's a really helpful indicator, because the higher the MERV rating number, the better the filter works. Now, most home filters are rated from 7 to 12, and you can find replacement filters at your local home improvement store.
Now, when you are ready to replace it, you carefully remove the existing filter and be sure to check the direction of the arrow, because that's going to indicate the correct airflow. Then go ahead and slide that new filter in place with the arrow facing in that same direction and make sure that your furnace is turned back on and you're done.
Yeah, and just remember, that filter can get pretty dirty throughout the year, particularly if you have pets in the house or lots of other dust floating around. So check and change that filter regularly throughout the year to keep your air clean, your costs down, and your system working longer and better.
Ted in Texas is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you?
I've got a concrete floor that's stained.
Okay.
It has in the kind of in the living area. We put down wax. We waxed it, and it's pretty much worn off now. But it's a real dark red stain. It's pretty dark, and we're really tired of that. So,
okay.
We were thinking of putting down, some flooring, and
okay.
Just wondered, like, do we need to strip the floor? Do we just strip on it first, or can we just, like, lay down on top of it? What's a good thing?
You don't have to strip anything off that old concrete floor. With all the flooring products that are available today, you can lay it right on top of the concrete, and you've got a lot of choices. Ted, you can use a laminate floor. You can
yeah.
use an engineered vinyl plank. The EVP floor is absolutely gorgeous. You can use an engineered hardwood floor. If you'd like to have real wood, you can use an engineered hardwood, not solid hardwood, but engineered hardwood, because that is dimensionally stable and it's not going to swell if exposed to any moisture that comes off the concrete. Now, those floors would lock together and they would go right up sort of the baseboard molding area, and then you would trim them with some quarter round or some shoe molding, and you'd be good to go. So that's a pretty straightforward project. right there. Just pay attention, you know, to the saddles and whether it goes around doorways. If you're in a kitchen area, make sure you don't lock in like your dishwasher, which has to be slid out if it has to be replaced. Things like that. Just be aware of that, but you can go right on top of that. And it sounds like that old floor has really served you well, though. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody that has sealed and waxed the concrete, a dyed concrete floor like that for all those years. It must have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, and one other question, too. I've noticed in probably over the last couple of years there's been several cracks. You know, they're not wide cracks. I can stick my fingernail in it in some places.
Yeah, I think that's pretty typical, expansion and contraction of a floor like that. You don't have to worry about that. You can just, again, put the new flooring right on top of the old.
Okay, good deal. Okay, so any of those is good. They all have, you know,
good
they all have, some of them have glue down and some of them are not. You don't need a glue down.
None of the ones that I mentioned are glue down products. Those are all floating floors.
Yes.
I don't really think there's a need to use a glue down product.
Okay.
Typically, if you're using engineered hardwood on the slab, the only place you might glue down would be like maybe at an intersection. My sister just had some engineered hardwood put on a floor, and the installers glued some trim pieces like around where her fireplace kind of came into the room just because there was no other way to really attach it. But for the most part, you don't really need any adhesive. It's designed to float on top, and it's not going to move. It's rock solid when it's done.
It's not going to click when you walk on it.
No, not at all.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks for the callback. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy your show.
Well, you're welcome, Ted. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Yes, sir. You bet.
Welcome to the Money Pit. Welcome to November as well. I love this month. We've got turkeys on the brain. We're getting ready to have family over. It's going to be so great. And Thanksgiving really is just such a wonderful holiday because it truly is just about gathering with friends and family and celebrating your loved ones. So let us help you get your Money Pit in tip-top shape so when everyone comes over, you can be proud of your home and we can help you make all of those projects go from your to-do list to your to-done list. Up next, do you have the right amount and kind of homeowners insurance? So we're going to share how to determine whether you do have enough homeowners insurance coverage that's going to protect your home and your belongings, because it does get super confusing. All of that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcasts.
We've got a great reason for you guys to reach out to Team Money Pit. Up for grabs this hour, we've got a Marble Dream resurfacing kit from Deich Coatings. Now, what I love about these resurfacing kits, and especially this one from Deich, is that you are going to get a beautiful marble-like surface. And I mean, it is easy to apply. It looks super realistic. It actually has some real stone in it. You can have defined veins. You can have soft swirling veins. And I know it sounds like a complicated art project, but let me tell you guys, it is very easy to apply and you will be thrilled with the results that you get. And you might even be fooling yourself with the results. Check it out online. You can find it at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. It's a prize pack worth $169, but it could be yours for free if you call us up with a question this hour.
That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or just go to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Christina in Alaska is on the line with a question about insulation. What's going on at your Money Pit, Christina?
Actually, my question is, how do I keep my floors above the unheated crawl space warm? And I was wondering if we could insulate the floor underneath without, but would that cause the pipes that are down there to freeze?
No, it wouldn't cause them to freeze. The crawl space is designed to be an unheated space, but since you're going to be down there anyway, what I would tell you to do, Christine, would be to insulate those pipes. So you can do that with pipe insulation that basically is designed to be wrapped around the pipe. And when it comes to the corners, that's where sometimes people get a little lazy. Make sure you insulate the corners real well by cutting the joints perfectly. They're you know, made of foam rubber, so you can easily snip them. But I would insulate all the pipes, and then I would definitely insulate the floor. In fact, I'm surprised it's not insulated now. You want to choose an insulation that is as thick as the floor is deep. So if it's 2x10s that are your floor beams, make sure you use 10-inch deep unfaced fiberglass insulation. Get it up there in between those floor joists, and then that can be supported with wire hangers. They're kind of like thin wires that are a little bit wider than the floor joists are apart, and they sort of stick into the wood on both sides and support that insulation in place. And I think you will see an amazing difference in the warmth of those floors once you do that.
That sounds great.
All right. Well, it's going to be a much warmer winter for you as a result. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, having homeowners insurance is important, but knowing whether you have enough insurance coverage for your home and its contents truly is key when it comes to filing a claim. But how do you know if you're underinsured or not?
So here's a couple of things to check for. First of all, replacement cost coverage for your dwelling. That's the most common type of insurance, and it's not based on the current value of your home, but on the current price of rebuilding it from scratch with the same kind and quality of materials based on construction costs where you live. So make sure you have replacement cost coverage.
Now, one way to find out how much you need is to simply Google the average cost of construction per square foot in your state. Then go ahead and multiply that per square foot rate by the square footage of your home to find out how much insurance you should be having. And if you're remodeling and spending at least 5% of your home's value on a project, you should also increase your coverage accordingly. So it's kind of like a sliding scale as you start to do work on the house.
Now, that covers the dwelling. Let's talk about your stuff. You don't want to neglect having enough coverage for the contents of your home, which can also mean purchasing separate endorsements for items that are not ordinarily included, like jewelry, some sorts of antiques, and other valuables. So make sure you take time to itemize those belongings and confirm their value.
Yeah, and also don't overlook the importance of liability coverage included with your homeowner's insurance policy. This is going to protect you in case of personal injury or property damage, and even the smallest accidents, guys, can be expensive. So increasing your liability coverage by several hundred thousand dollars may only add a few dollars to your annual premium, and then it protects you if you're held responsible for a guest who, say, trips and falls while visiting your house. I mean, all of these are in the realm of possibility, so you want to make sure that you have actual coverage.
It's super important. I mean, it might be tempting to try to save some money by keeping down those insurance policy limits, but being underinsured when the need arises can be a very, very costly lesson. So make sure you make the smart decisions when it comes to setting up those policies.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out to us any way you like. You can post your questions. You can email us. You can reach out any way. We are standing by. Now, Grant just did that. He says that he's got a beautiful but very old cast iron kitchen sink and wants to know if there's a way to refinish it. Well, there is, Grant, and we're going to share that tip when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Thanks for spending a bit of your day with us. Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Grant reached out to Team Money Pit and says, my kitchen countertop is tile and my old cast iron sink has begun to rust. Can the sink be replaced without removing the tile, or is there some product that I should be using to just recoat the sink? I mean, this definitely could be a messy project, especially if you love that tile and you want to make sure you don't mess it up.
Or if you love that cast iron sink. I mean, so many folks love that style today, and you really want to preserve it, right? So you can get that sink out, first of all, without taking the countertop apart if you need the replacement. You're going to need to use a tile saw to grind or saw out the grout that's between the sink and the tile. Loosen up the plumbing fixtures and then just try to work it loose a little bit at a time. You know, be careful because that tile is probably not as secure to the countertop as the sink is, and you could loosen it up. You could break it. You could pop off a few tiles. If you do, try to save all the pieces, because once that sink is out, you have a good chance of being able to replace those, reset them, especially if they're not broken. If they are broken, you can try to find a matching tile or find complementary colors and sort of make a feature out of it. Now, in terms of refinishing that sink, you know, Grant, for years I would have said no, but about a year ago I found a product that I used to refinish what would have been a 1950s or 60s cast iron tub that was in terrible condition, but it was a really unique shape to it. And I found this product called EKOPEL, E-K-O-P-E-L, and it's a two-part epoxy. And I was very impressed with how well it works. And I don't see why you could not use it also on a cast iron sink. You need to follow the instructions of this product to the letter. They're very, very specific about how long you mix the two parts and how long they have to sit, what the temperature has to be in the room, and so on and so forth. But as long as you follow the instructions, I tell you what, it's absolutely beautiful the way it comes out. It looks just like a new porcelain surface. So two options for you right there. You can remove it, or you could leave it in place and then just resurface it.
All right, Grant, good luck with that project. Now we've got one here from Jesse who writes, I've got vinyl flooring in the kitchen, and he says the floor has yellow stains around the perimeter. I suspect the stains are from glue used to do the install. I'll be installing new rigid vinyl flooring soon. How can I make sure that this doesn't happen again? Quick cleanup.
Well, actually, no, I think he's right.
Do you think it's a chemical reaction?
I do. Yeah, I do. We've seen this so many times. In particular, we see it when folks use those kitchen mats, like in front of the sink. You know, there could be like a rubberback carpet or something like that. The material that makes an anti-slip tends to react chemically with the vinyl. And when it does, it turns the vinyl yellow. And people try to scrub it and scrub it and scrub it, and it just can't scrub away because it's not something on top of it. It actually is the vinyl turning color. And the same thing we see happen along seams where there's glue and sometimes at the perimeter. So, look, if you're replacing this with rigid vinyl plank, way to go. Highly endorse that product because it is super, super durable, and it's not at all like sheet vinyl. So you're going to put that right over the sheet vinyl. You don't even have to take the old sheet vinyl out. It can float right on top of that. It'll give you good durability, good wear and tear, and there's not even any glue involved, so you don't have to ever worry about any kind of chemical reaction yellowing that stuff.
All right, Jesse, you're making a great choice with that RVP. There's so many different patterns and colors and different looks that you can get with the RVP flooring that I know you're going to find something that's going to work for your space, and you're going to love how it looks when it's done, and you're going to even love more how durable it is. So good job.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. We hope that we've shared a tip or two that helps make your home projects a little bit easier to get done. If you run across a situation you don't know which way to turn, remember, you can always turn to us 24/7 at moneypit.com/ask. But for now, the show does continue online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Six.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Israeli troops and Hamas gunmen battled outside Gaza's largest hospital, where Israel says a terrorist group has established command posts underneath, using civilians as human shields. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushing back against international calls for a ceasefire, saying Israel's battle to crush Hamas would continue with, quote, full force, adding a ceasefire would only be possible if all of the 239 hostages taken in the deadly October 7th attack are released. Elsewhere, pro-Palestinian supporters took to the streets of London demanding a ceasefire in the siege.
Police estimated that some 300,000 people took part, snaking their way through the city from Hyde Park to the U.S. Embassy about 3 miles away. Assistant Commissioner Matt Twist said the march was the largest in London since the start of the conflict. The day unfolded in a backdrop of tensions fueled by Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who called for the march to be blocked out of respect for Armistice Day events marking the end of World War I. Organisers of the pro-Palestinian demonstration say they took steps to ensure it doesn't conflict with Armistice Day events. Meanwhile, police arrested over 80 people who were part of a group of counter-protesters trying to reach the main protest march in search of confrontation. Karen Chamas, London.
President Biden observed Veterans Day today at Arlington National Cemetery, laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. He said America has many obligations, especially to its veterans.
We only have one truly sacred obligation: to prepare those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home.
There were several Veterans Day celebrations and observances all over the country today. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A new report shows China positioning itself as an economic powerhouse.
The Council on Foreign Relations released a report this week that found China is now a leading power in operating seaports around the world, as well as the world's largest trading country and second largest economy. China owns or operates a seaport on every continent except Antarctica. China became a dominant port power without becoming a major naval power, but CFR looked at China's port infrastructure and determined that many of its commercial ports could be easily repurposed to hold warships. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The UN Refugee Agency and Sudanese doctors say fighters from a paramilitary force and their allied Arab militias rampaged through Ardamata in West Darfur province, reportedly killing more than 800 people. The days-long attack came after paramilitary rapid support forces took over a military base. SRN and townhall.com. A look back at history thanks to a former first lady.
Lady Bird Johnson began recording an audio diary in the days after Lyndon Johnson became president in 1963, following the assassination of President John Kennedy. She also recorded interviews, narrated home movies. Recent projects include a documentary called The Lady Bird Diaries. It premieres Monday on Hulu, also a University of Texas podcast, and an exhibit in Austin at the LBJ Presidential Library. Jason Walker reporting.
Fisher-Price Corn Popper makes it into the National Toy Hall of Fame, joining baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Nerf foam toys as part of the class of 2023 to be enshrined at the Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you, especially if you're a home improver, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, if you want to take on projects around your house to make it more safe, more comfortable, more beautiful, more ready for the holidays that are coming up oh so quickly. Reach out to us with your questions. We've been at this for a long time, and if you've got a question, I bet you we've got an answer that will help you save some money, save some time, and really improve your space. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's episode, if you own an older home, would you buy another old home the next time around? Well, a new survey says that 50% of Americans would not. We're going to look at the cost to maintain a home in the top five states with the oldest homes just ahead.
And if you've got a sprinkler system for your lawn, now is the time when that system needs to be winterized. You do not want to see what happens when it's not. Trust me, happened to Tom once, and it can be a real mess. We're going to explain what needs to happen to avoid that frozen mess just ahead.
And also ahead, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is the most basic of DIY projects, but it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't do just three things before you start. So we'll share those steps just ahead.
But first, we're here to offer some expert help for the care and feeding of your home and help you create your best home ever, help you tackle all of those to-dos with confidence, and get all of those projects off the to-do list to the to-done list. We are standing by to give a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Stephen in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got this porch. It's got a really, really old wood. I guess it's about
15, 20 years old. Anyway, I cut it up to make a long, shorter porch, and I weather protected it about 2 years ago with Thompson water seal, which it did a job. It just turned pretty-looking wood into ugly wood. And I water-treated it. Now I got my wood back, and I want to treat it again, but I don't want it to go ugly on me.
You don't want it to go ugly on you, huh?
Right. You know.
Well, what kind of wood is the floor, Stephen?
I'm pretty sure it's pine.
Pine. Okay. So what I would recommend you do is apply a solid stain to that floor, because a solid color stain is going to have enough pigment in it where you'll see the grain come through it, but it's not going to wear off and go ugly on you, as you say. Solid color staining is what we use on decks. It's also what we use on porch floors. It's not like paint. It's stained, but it's going to show that grain.
Okay. Do I don't need to water seal it after that?
You do not. It's all built in. All right. So look for solid color wood stain, and that'll do it.
Oh man, I appreciate that, because I was dreading it. You know, because I mean, it's just pretty to look at. I mean, got nice, good textured wood. You know, and I just remember what happened. I said, man, I just don't want to do that again. You know?
Yeah, it's a lot of work just to use the sealer and stop right there. Because what happens is the UV radiation from the sun gets to it, it breaks down the wood fibers, and it starts to gray out on you. So if you use a solid color stain, and you can go right on top of what's there now, just make sure it's clean, you'll be good to go.
Yeah, we just got to pressure washing it. That's what got all the Thompson water seal up.
Yeah, just make sure it dries thoroughly before you stain it, okay?
Hey, man, I appreciate you. And I listen to y'all all the time. Y'all are great.
All right. Thank you so much. Good luck with that project.
Now we've got Floyd in Iowa on the line who needs some help with a crawl space. Tell us about it.
Okay. I just recently purchased a home. And in part of the basement, I have a crawl space. And when the inspector came in to do the inspection on the house, he recommended that I put plastic down and to close the vents. When I was listening to your guys' show the other day, I noticed that you guys said something about keeping the vents open so nothing ventilates into the house. So I was just kind of trying to find out, you know, which direction should I go? What kind of plastic should I use? You know, and does it sound like a good idea?
Okay, so let me clarify for you. First of all, putting a plastic vapor barrier down across the floor of a crawl space is always a good idea. Use the plastic visqueen, the big wide sheets, overlap them about 3 feet. You know, try to get as much of that surface covered. What you're doing is preventing some of the evaporation of soil of moisture up through the soil. So that's a good thing. In terms of the vents should be open throughout most of the year, except perhaps just the coldest months of the winter. So if you closed it, say, November and December and maybe January, that would be okay. But for the rest of the year, those vents should be open because it helps take the moisture out.
Now, I also have insulation up in the rafters of the floor joists. Is it a good idea to put or to seal that with any kind of plastic at all, or should I leave those exposed?
Nope. No, you can leave it exposed just like that. It needs to ventilate.
Okay. Good deal.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit this hour. Coming up, Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Pennsylvania are 5 states that have one thing in common. They're the top 5 states, in fact, with the oldest homes in America. We're going to take a look at what owners have to say about the cost to maintaining those homes when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results.
Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this November weekend? I love November. It's chilly, it's cozy, everybody's cooking and testing out new recipes and getting their houses all lovely. We just love this time of year, and I hope you guys do too. So whatever it is you are working on, whether it's a garden, a garage, check us out, especially on the Money Pit podcast, because we can help you create your best home ever. So be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, guys, if you reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com/ask, we will toss your name into the Money Pit hard hat for a great giveaway because we've got from our friends at Deich Coatings the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. It's a roll-on marble resurfacing kit. It's great for countertops, for vanities, and for tabletops. It's very easy to apply. You don't need any special skills. Basically, everything you need is in the kit, and you'll get a very tough, resilient marble surface as a result. It's worth $169, but going out for free to one lucky listener. Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we're going over to Michigan where Linda's on the line and wants to add on to a farmhouse. How can we help you with that?
Well, I have about a 100-year-old farmhouse, and the only bathroom is upstairs. It's a two-story farmhouse, and I want to age in place. So I want to add another bathroom downstairs, and also I inherited a doll collection from my mother, and it's stored in all the storage and all the rooms, so I kind of want to bring it into one room and add another room for that and hobbies. People have been suggesting that I just, break up one of the rooms in the house and just put a bathroom in any old place, but the rooms are really well proportioned. There's good cross ventilation. I don't want to have a mess. I want to have some style to the additions. So people have suggested that I go to either an architect or a drafter or interior designer. I don't know. I'm not sure what that process involves and how many I should go to or.
Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head, and that is to hire an architect, because essentially you want to make sure that whatever you do to this house flows and maintains its structural integrity as well as its design integrity. So an architect can help you do just that. Selecting where to put that bathroom will be, you know, a balance of compromises, trying to decide where it fits best in the design, where the plumbing is now, what it would take to get the plumbing where it needs to be for this particular bathroom, and then how best to design those rooms for your collections and that sort of thing. The architect can handle with the structure and the mechanical systems. Once that's done, then you can consider bringing in an interior designer to help lay it out, choose colors, choose furniture, and make it work for you visually.
Well, and I think the other good thing about bringing in the architect is they may have an interior designer that they work with. You can bring in your own. They'll be able to sort of work together to help you specify the right materials for the right areas. So it really is a strong partnership.
I see. Now, do I consult with two architects and get their ideas, or do I just go with one and get the designs?
What I would do is I would bring in one or two or maybe three architects to see the property, tell them what you want to accomplish, find out how they work. You get a feel for them. Yeah, they get a feel for you, and then you make a decision based on that.
I think you meet with somebody, you meet with two or three architects, as Tom suggested. Just get a feel for them, because you're going to know if you want to work with them. You're going to know how well you communicate back and forth. You'll sort of spitball ideas, you know, there during that meeting and get a really good sense of how much they're understanding you. And whoever you feel the most comfortable with, I think, is what's going to lead you to the right decision. And then you'll start drawings.
Okay. I did get a card from someone. His card says he's a drafting consultant.
You don't want a drafter, okay? You want an architect. You just want an architect, a good quality architect. So focus on that first. You could take, usually they'll have books that show some of their past projects. You can see what kind of work they do. You know, it's going to be, you'll figure out through a process of elimination which one you're most comfortable with, and that's the person that's going to get the job. But they're well worth the investment, because they're going to make this process easy, and you're going to be assured that it comes out exactly as you plan. You know, if you go right to the contractor step, they're just going to squeeze this bathroom in wherever they think it fits, and it's just, you're not going to be happy with it. So get the architect. They're well worth their investment.
Okay, great.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you own an older home, would you buy another old home the next time around? A new survey by All-Star Homes says maybe not.
That's right. Across the country, 55% of us actually live in homes that are more than 30 years old. And on average, owners of older homes spend $10,700 in repairs and maintenance every year. I'm pretty sure I spend more than that, but that's just the average number.
In fact, that survey found that Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Pennsylvania are the top five states with the oldest homes in America. And most interesting here is that the survey asked, would you purchase another old home? And the split was about 50-50, with 52% saying that they would opt for an old home again, and 48% saying that they'd pass.
And if you're wondering which states have the newest homes, maybe you just want to totally get away from old homes, period. Well, those states would be Nevada, Arizona, Alaska, Florida, and the great state of Texas.
Jim in Pennsylvania is on the line with moisture. What's going on over at your money pit?
Okay, I live in an old home, has a wraparound porch. The only wall that's exposed is, that goes out to the end of the porch, is our backyard. My backyard slopes very gently downhill. It's been landscaped with several swales, and I never have standing water in my yard. I have no drainage that goes out the back or anything. Matter of fact, I've lived here for 30, 40 years, and I've never had water in my basement until 5 years ago, when we had a tropical storm come up the coast, come inland, and dump almost 20 inches of rain right on us. But 2 years ago, I had the same thing happen. This one dumped about 10 inches of rain. Okay. I water both times that I had to get out of there, out of my basement, which is finished. But anyhow, my walls, even during those storms, my exposed walls and other walls are completely dry, and the water is coming up through, it looks like, the backside, starting towards the middle of the back wall through the floor. I'm thinking it's groundwater.
It's not. It's clearly not. And I know that with absolute certainty because it's tied in with precipitation. Whenever you have heavy rain and you get any type of leakage, it's always drainage. It starts from the top, works its way down. It just happens to be showing up under the floor. That can very easily happen because water can accumulate outside the foundation walls. Sometimes it goes into the walls and leaks through the walls. Sometimes it goes around the walls and pushes up through the floor. I've seen geysers show up in the middle of basement floors because somebody had a blocked gutter on the other side of the house. Water does strange things. But this is a drainage problem. That's all it is. So you need to look at your drainage very, very carefully. Now, you mentioned that you had a swale, and I hope that swale is still working for you. If that swale is not working just by the swale itself, you may have to install what's called a curtain drain at the bottom of that swale to collect the excess water and run it around your house and then dump it out to a place that's lower on the lot. The other basic things that you could look at, and the very easiest thing is to look at, is your gutters. You need to have at least one downspout for every 400 to 600 square feet of roof surface. And those downspouts need to be extended 4 to 6 feet from the house minimum, not just out a foot into a splash block, but 4 to 6 feet away. I say that because whenever you have a water problem, we've got to move that water away from that first 4 foot or so of soil that's around the foundation perimeter. So gutters are really important. Downspout discharge is really important. And then finally, the slope of the soil at the foundation perimeter is important. But if you manage and maintain and improve the drainage conditions around the foundation perimeter, you won't have enough water to push up around those walls and into the floor.
Okay. So a sump pump wouldn't work.
No, I mean, a sump pump will take the water out once it gets there, but it doesn't deal with
the initial problem,
with stopping it from getting there in the first place. Right. And by the way, putting a sump pump in doesn't do anything to improve the structural integrity of the foundation because, again, that water has to go around that foundation to get to where the pump is. So deal with the drainage, keep the soil as dry as possible, and you'll make the whole thing go away.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we've got Esther on the line from South Dakota with a gutter question. How can we help you today?
Well, we need to replace our rain gutters, but our shingles on our dearly beloved old house are Portland cement shingles. And the first three people that are the first three companies that I've talked to about replacing rain gutters, they would tell me how simple it is to just lift up the asphalt shingles and put the strapping in underneath it and fasten it. And I think, okay, asphalt is flexible, but I think the cement shingles might crack. So how do I find someone who knows how about preserving the shingles and putting up new rain gutters?
Well, I think there are a number of ways to install gutters. You can put straps that go up under the asphalt shingles, but they can also be attached directly. So what you're going to want to do is attach those gutters directly to the fascia. And instead of using nails, you're going to want to use gutter screws. They're very long lag bolts, lightweight, thin lag bolts. Usually they have a hex head on them. And the nice thing about these gutter bolts, so to speak, is that once you put them in, they don't pull out. Sometimes the nails, the gutter spikes that they use will pull out, but these gutter screws will not pull out. So you just need to use a different fastening system. And if you have you physically had somebody at the house that saw this configuration, or are they just kind of telling you this on the phone?
No, we had just moved to the area, and I was just going down the yellow pages, you know, trying to get it.
Well, once they get to your house, they're going to figure out the best ways to attach the gutter. But rest assured, there's a number of ways to do this. And no, you don't have to take your shingles apart. And by the way, as long as those shingles, those roof shingles look good, and then there's no reason to replace them. You know, the cementitious roof shingles are very durable. The reason that most people replace them is they tend to grow a lot of algae and moss, and they can look nasty after a while. But if they're still looking decent and it's not leaking, then you're good to go.
Yep, you're good. And there's a whole pile of, or a little pallet, probably 200 or 300 of them down in the basement. So,
oh boy, so you are good to go.
We should have some shingles. Yeah.
All right, Esther, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit.
Coming up, if you've got a sprinkler system, now, guys, now is the time to get it winterized. If you do it well, you're not going to have any issues. If you do it not so great, you may end up with a few unexpected repairs come springtime. We're going to share some tips to help you get it done the right way next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, Don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We'd love to talk with you about your home improvement projects. If you've got a project you'd like to get done right now, say just in time for your friends and families to come over for the holidays, reach out to us with your questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right there. It'll instantly come over to us, and we'll be able to give you the fastest possible response.
All right, now we've got Barry in Iowa on the line who's got a question about a bathroom with carpeting. And I know your question's really about a pet, but bathroom with carpeting? What's going on, Barry?
Well, the dogs were locked up in the bathroom when we went shopping. But when we come back, they tore a hole. It wasn't a big hole, but it's probably 2.5 inches by 3 inches long. And I can't cover it in a way. And so I was wanting to tear the carpet up and put in new carpet because I can't match the old carpet. And, but I don't know how to put a threshold down in there.
Well, first of all, putting carpet in the bathroom is generally a bad idea because obviously it doesn't mix with the moisture, even if it's an indoor-outdoor style carpet. I don't know what you have, but I would recommend against carpet in a bathroom. So the dogs may have done you a favor because it's forcing you to take that carpet up. Your question is, how do you put a threshold like in the door so that you would have like a clean edge? Yeah, well, I mean, you certainly, what you basically do is you put in a door sill there. And it sits even with the door when it's closed, so it's about as thick as the door plus another inch or so. So it's usually a couple of inches thick. And it may be higher on one side where the carpet is and lower on the other side where the floor is. But it's a pretty standard piece of carpentry work or a pretty standard piece of a carpet installation project. And I would recommend that you remove that carpet from the bathroom and put in a different type of flooring. What's underneath that carpet? Is there tile under there now?
No, it's a cement slab. It's a slab house.
Okay, so then what you might want to think about doing is putting in something like a laminate floor. Now, laminate can look like tile or it could look like stone, but it's very moisture resistant, so it's a terrific choice for the bathroom. And if you want something to kind of warm it up, then put a throw rug on top of it. But I wouldn't put carpet back.
Yeah, well, that's what we were thinking, too.
Yep, very simple step. Putting in a door sill is all you need to do. And if you don't know how to do it yourself, I'm sure your installer could help.
I don't have to nail a threshold to the door, to the floor?
Oh, no, it'll be secured to the floor, but there's lots of ways to do that. And there's a way that you can screw through the threshold with a special screw called a TAPCON fastener, and it will secure it to the floor. There are ways.
And then there's a piece that snaps over it. There's, if you go into your home center, Home Depot, Lowe's, or whatever you've got near you, in the flooring aisle, there's going to be at the end, you'll see wood, metal, they'll be called transitions. It'll be like from carpet to wood. It'll have all the varieties of one surface to the other surface and all the different ways to install them. They're pretty easy.
Oh, well, thank you guys for the information, and I hope you have a good day.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, sprinkler systems are a luxury that affords you a beautiful green lawn and garden all during the spring and summertime. But if you live in a climate where they need to be winterized, it's a job that has to be done correctly, or you could be facing a big repair bill come springtime.
That's right. So there are really three ways to winterize a sprinkler system: manual, automatic, and what's simply called blowout. The first step in all cases, though, is to turn off the water supply. Now, for the manual approach, you want to open the drain valves and allow the water to drain out. But keep in mind that sometimes water is still under a lot of pressure and will come out very quickly at first, so don't stand in the way of it.
For automatic, the drain valves are located at the end of the run and the low points of the irrigation plumbing. These are going to automatically open and drain water, so you don't do much for this if the pressure of the piping is less than 10 PSI. To activate them, just shut off the water supply, and the rest, it should happen automatically. And lastly, and my preferred method, is what's called blowout. This is usually done by a pro, and it uses forced air to make sure all the water has been removed. Because let's face it, if those pipes are not perfectly pitched, you're going to get water that remains in them. I like the blowout option because it pretty much does just that. It blows out all the water. They're completely dry when you're done, and you don't have to worry about any water sitting in there. Because if it does, you know what's going to happen? It's going to freeze, expand, and break the pipe. And you don't want to deal with that in the spring.
All right, so get it done right so you don't end up with your own version of the Frozen movie, except with a lot of water. All right, next up we've got Mark on the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
Okay, I've got this house that I bought, it's like just less than 5 acres, by the golf course in Bandon, Oregon.
Okay.
And I've got these pavers that, somebody has laid over something. It's about 2,000 square feet of them in my front yard.
Wow.
And it's not a small house. So I'm trying to figure out what to nuke this moss that is impending, because I've got a lot of huge trees here too. It's got, yeah. I've got everything, guys. This is Oregon.
Wow. Yeah.
And I've got the salt fog, which is a phenomenon I've never even heard of before.
Here's what I think you should do. First of all, since you have so much of this, we're not just trying to strategically get rid of a little bit. I would use a mildicide on this. I would use something like Jomax, which is a Zinsser product. You mix it up with bleach. You put it across these pavers, and you leave it sit, and it'll basically kill all of the moss and the algae. And so on, in a fairly short period of time, you can power wash it and clean it up after that. Now, on an ongoing basis, though, there are different types of products. There is spray and forget, for example, that you can apply to it. And if you do this every month or two, that will stop the moss from growing as quickly. But whenever you have a lot of shade like that, of course, the conditions are perfect for that type of moss and algae and lichen to grow. So the first step is going to be to kind of nuke it, so to speak, with a really strong process. And then you're going to apply a more gentle product like spray and forget to try to stop it from coming back.
There is hope.
There sure is.
Always.
There is. There is. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair, your home improvement question. Anytime. I mean it, guys. We're always standing by at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is truly the most basic of do-it-yourself projects. But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't do just three things before you start. We're going to share those steps next. Live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab.
quick-read fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit Podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
This hour, we've got a great reason to reach out to Team Money Pit. Up for grabs is a Marble Dream resurfacing kit from Deich Coatings. Now, this is a great kit because if you've got an old countertop or maybe a piece of furniture that you want to turn into a vanity or anything that you want to make look like it has a marble surface, this is the kit for you. With the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit, you really are going to get some beautiful, realistic, professional results. You do not have to be an artiste to have wonderful, accomplished skills at the end of this. It really is gorgeous. And whether you like one that's super veiny or just as soft and swirly, you can create that. There's some great color choices out there. Check it out. You can see what the before and afters look like at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. And it's a kit worth $169, but it could be yours for free just by asking us a question this hour.
Jill in Washington is on the line with a question about a foundation. What's going on in your money pit?
We're having a small house built up here in the great, beautiful state of Washington, and the builder is recommending a double set of, how do I say it, for drainage. He wants to really be sure that the drainage all is tight-lined. One system will be tight-lined that joins with the downspouts from the roof, and then the other is kind of like a perforated, long 200-foot piece of hose with a sleeve over it. Do you recommend both of those? Is that overkill, or how would you do it?
So we're talking about surface drainage here, or we're talking about gutter drainage, or both? These sounds like, from your description, that these are all running away from the house. Is that right?
Yes. He wants it around the, they've simply just finished the foundation and are about to do the backfill. Before they do the backfill, they want two drainage systems put in place. One is a hard, I'm not sure of the correct terminology, it's a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, one's for the downspouts and one's for the foundation, is that correct?
Correct. Exactly.
Right. No, I mean, I think he's doing it right, and those steps will help. The one really important thing is that when he's done with this, is not only do those downspouts have to be extended away from the house, but you want to make sure that that finished grade also has a pitch that drops at least about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, because with new construction, you'll get a lot of settlement, and you got to have good pitch. But if you have downspouts that are extended out away from the house and you have good pitch, you'll never have to worry about a water infiltration problem. And I also don't suspect that those additional foundation drains will really come into use much, if at all. But since it's all fully open right now, there's no harm in doing that.
Okay, so it's just bite the bullet and just put both systems in.
Yeah. Now, have they put the gutters in yet?
Oh, no. The house isn't even built yet. No.
Okay, so here's a good tip. Most builders are going to put in what's called a 4-inch K-style gutter. That's a standard gutter. Opt for the next size up. It's a 6-inch gutter for two reasons. Number one, it holds more runoff from your roof. It doesn't get overwhelmed. And number two, it doesn't clog as easily because the downspouts are much bigger.
I see. What a great tip.
Okay, and they're not that much more expensive either.
Great. Well, you know what? When we get to that point, I'm going to call the show back and because it always rains up here, and I will let you know that we took your grand advice and how it all came out.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that brand new home.
Thank you so much.
Building a new money pit.
Building something new that will become a money pit.
That's right. As beautiful and luxurious as these homes are, we know that everybody's house becomes a money pit sooner or later. And so that's why we're in the money pit prevention business.
Well, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting or even staining those wood surfaces, it's important to keep your siding and trim in good shape. But while painting is a task that's among the most basic of DIY projects, it's also one where simple mistakes can lead to big heartache.
Yeah, and the key comes down to preparation. You know, if you have weathered surfaces, they need to be cleaned and any loose paint removed before you even think about opening a can of paint. If not, the new paint simply won't stick. You can't put good paint over bad paint. So if it's weathered, you've got to get it off. And if you try to paint over it, all that new paint is just going to chip off and you will have wasted all of your efforts.
Now, next, it's always smart to apply a coat of primer first. Now, primer is formulated differently than paint, which is meant to be the finished coat. Primer is going to have better adhesion, so it will stick to those old surfaces better and then prevent that new paint from peeling off.
And finally, for the best finish look, be sure to choose the right kind of paint brush. There are major differences. Now, natural bristle brushes are best for applying oil-based paints, but for latex, synthetic bristle brushes deliver the best results and help maintain the value of your home. The other day, Leslie, I got a question from a listener to our blog. We had mentioned using a cut-in brush, and she didn't understand what a cut-in brush was. And I thought it'd be a good time to mention that a cut-in brush is typically a synthetic bristle brush that has an angled top to it. So it allows you to get in tight to corners and other places that you want to sort of cut into with the paint. So get the right type of brush, and the job will go a lot better.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. Coming up, we are going to give one Money Pit listener permission to destroy part of the home before making a repair. Doesn't always work in every project, but here's a chance where it does. Stick around to find out what that is.
You live in a money pit.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Laup's Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, facade, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Marty reached out to Team Money Pit and says, this past summer I had an air conditioning issue that caused a large amount of water to overflow the drain pan in my attic. The water that overflowed caused the popcorn ceiling covering to come down and the drywall on the ceiling to bow. How do I replace the drywall, and is there a way to restore that popcorn finish?
Ah, yes, very good question. So, Marty, here's the thing. Sounds like you have dealt with the leak. That goes without saying. An overflowing drain pan in an attic air conditioner is a very common leak, so no worries there if you fixed it. But in terms of that drywall, once it's swollen like that, once it's bowed down, then it has to be cut out completely. And by the way, if, however, you were there when this was happening and had the opportunity to take action, when the water starts to come through the drywall, the first thing you should do is grab a screwdriver and poke a couple of holes right where that's happening. That happened to me when we had a huge storm that actually had a tree branch that fell on the roof, caused a break, and we had a lot of water that got into the ceiling. I saw it happening. I quick got a bucket and poked a hole in the ceiling. I let out 2.5 gallons of water, and the drywall never moved an inch because I got the water out of there. So get the water out when that happens. Now, once the drywall is replaced, you need to restore that textured ceiling. DAP has a product design especially for this. It's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and they do have a version of it that's simply called popcorn. Very easy for you to apply, especially in a small area like that. And once that's done, you can paint the entire ceiling, and that will make it all blend together, and you will be good to go.
Yeah, and surprisingly, you know, those popcorn ceilings, they're difficult-ish to remove. They're difficult-ish to match. You don't want to take it down. You want to repair it. Does it look good? I mean, this new DAP product definitely helps you achieve the best possible repair. So really a good way to approach maintaining that popcorn ceiling and keeping that look without having to do a ton more work. Plus, it's just going to look awesome. So good luck with that. And, you know, next time, like Tom says, poke some holes in the ceiling.
Yes, we give you permission to temporarily destroy your ceiling.
It's for the good.
Well, when you start up your dishwasher, are the dishes coming out dirtier than when they went in? The culprit could be a clogged drain valve, and that's something that's easy to fix. Leslie has advice on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, important tip, considering that the holidays are just in front of us.
And you know what? Dishwashers do have this drain valve, and they should only open during that draining cycle. But the problem is that sometimes these valves get clogged, and then they start to let water out during the wash cycle as well. So you kind of have to listen to make sure that this isn't happening. So during that wash cycle, if you hear water flowing into the sink, that drain valve is definitely clogged and definitely stuck open. Also, you want to check the bottom of your dishwasher for any buildup of food particles. A lot of dishwashers have ball-style check valves that can get gummed up and prevent dirty water from draining out of the unit. A wet dry vac is truly all you're going to need to clean out those hard-to-reach areas and get that drain working again. Bottom line, this type of maintenance, this type of repair, this type of attention to your dishwasher, it's not hard, and with just a couple of steps, those clogs can be fixed, and then those dishes are going to come clean again. So, great idea to sort of just get the work done yourself on the dishwasher.
And no need to call in a plumber or an appliance repair person, especially around the holidays when they charge a lot of money to come to your house. You're listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, your roof weathers every storm and it protects your home structure and keeps you warm and dry, but it doesn't last forever. We're going to tell you what to do when your roof's got to go on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden on Saturday laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns during a ceremony marking Veterans Day. Meanwhile, former President Trump was campaigning in New Hampshire, saying that if he's elected again, he'll provide more medical facilities and more housing for veterans.
A personal mission to completely eradicate veterans' homelessness in America. You know, we were doing a great job with it, and then a terrible thing happened. We were doing so well with it, and then these guys get in, and they treat the illegal aliens just pouring into our country better than they treat our veterans. I mean, they stay in the best hotels.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insisting after the war with Hamas now entering its sixth week, Gaza would be demilitarized and Israel would retain security control there. When he was asked what he meant by security control, he said Israeli forces must be able to enter Gaza freely to hunt down militants. He also rejected the idea the Palestinian Authority, which currently administers autonomous areas in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, would at some stage control Gaza. Both positions run counter to post-war scenarios floated by the United States. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell suggesting during a panel discussion at the IMF that the Fed's in no hurry to further raise its benchmark interest rate, giving evidence inflation pressures are continuing to ease at a gradual pace.
We know that ongoing progress toward our 2% goal is not assured. Inflation has given us a few head fakes along the way. If it becomes appropriate to tighten policy further, we will not hesitate to do so.
Current inflation rate is 3.7%, down from 9.1% last year. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them. The weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A popular weight loss drug could reduce heart problems by 20% in certain patients.
This is the first study to document that an obesity medication can not only shave off pounds, but can also prevent heart attack, stroke, or a heart-related death in people with heart disease. The research, paid for by Novo Nordisk, the maker of Wegovy and Ozempic, involved more than 17,000 patients in dozens of countries. It found 8% of those getting a placebo had a cardiac incident or stroke, and that dropped to 6.5% in those taking Wegovy, a 20% reduction. The findings could shift perceptions about obesity drugs being just for cosmetic weight loss. And with this heart prevention component, it could put pressure on insurers to cover them. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Finding new use for an old surgical drug.
Ketamine can be used as an alternative to opioids for patients with chronic pain. Ketamine is now being prescribed as a therapy for an array of unapproved uses, including depression and anxiety. However, there is limited evidence that it's effective for arthritis, migraines, and other forms of pain. Some experts worry the U.S. may be repeating the mistakes that gave rise to the opioid crisis by overprescribing an unproven drug with safety and abuse risks. John Scott reporting.
A California town nearly wiped out by wildfire 5 years ago, finding high income, high home insurance costs are delaying their rebuilding. Residents of Paradise are experiencing sticker shock on renewal policies that near or surpass the $10,000 mark. Farmers, State Farm, Allstate, and others passing or restricting new business in California. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from 4 different car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you are here. Martha McCallum coming up shortly. And in an effort to intimidate my next guest, I am standing. Tyrus is here. And it might work. It might not work. I'm not sure. Tyrus got a new book coming out. It's Just Tyrus, a memoir. And the upcoming book is called Nuff Said, available November 21st. You could pre-order it now. I have not gotten my copy, but all I need is a week.
No, you have a copy because you're in the book. So there's a...
Is it coming my way?
Yeah. Because I had originally planned, I have it in my office, but I did not want to take away from Teddy and Booker T. I did not want to take away from that. I'm assuming I will see you again before then. So today I could have shamelessly plugged my book when we're here to talk about your book, I did not do that.
Well, so, I just think people...
But I do have an autographed copy for you, Thank you. All joking aside, man, I love this book.
Oh, thanks.
I absolutely love this book.
Well, you're in the back.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get into that later. I had a few issues with that. It was a little crowded, but it's all good. those of you who can't see them, these are all blurbs. Now, presumably in the world of, as I'm learning in the world of authorism and writing, it's supposed to be two. And when someone comes to you and asks you to write a blurb for them, it's a prestigious honor.
So you think there's too many?
I know I wrote more than this. I thought my paragraph was solid. But, you know, a bold retelling of a story of two great leaders with a strong message for modern-day Americans. Tyrus, professional wrestler, and author of Just Tyrus. It's just...
How do you feel about it, Allison, do you feel as though there was anything that I should
just
worry?
Very, very vanilla. There was not New York Times best-selling or Fox, one of Fox's favorite
people. Oh, so your title.
It was just, I just felt it was a little,
upset
generic.
About your title.
Yeah, I'm not
your
concerned.
Your title on the
blurb. I mean, this Brett Baer kid, at least I'm above him.
You go.
Author to rescue the Constitution. Apparently, Brett doesn't do anything else in his free time.
Right,
or
to rescue
gets paid.
The guy.
So I just thought, you know, maybe a little more. But I understand. There was a long
Mike
line.
Rowe?
There was I saw that. But he got his hit TV show. He didn't say TV show. I just noticed, you know, Percy Master P got a lot of...
What about Master P? Don't you think that was good? A successful businessman? Worked his way up? From the projects?
One of the reasons why this book is so cool is, and I'm just going to be frank with you, sometimes when, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, when a Caucasian such as yourself writes about African-American history, it can be kind of looked at as like a place, it could be looked negatively. Or like, but your relationships give you street credit to do that. And one of my favorite things, and it's in the beginning of the book, I love your dedication to Jim Brown. I think a lot of people... I didn't know, because you're not a guy, you're not a name dropper, which, you know, you're not.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was one of, it really set the tone for the book.
Oh,
because
thanks.
Because when you think about Jim Brown, his football career was legendary, but him as a civil rights guy, him as a guy who kept it, called it like it was, there was no one better. And during a time when being that way was not easy to do. It's not like today where I can just come on the radio and run my mouth and say anything about anyone with no consequences.
Right.
It was consequences and repercussions. And the fact that you had such a close relationship with him and you guys worked together, I just thought it was touching and classy and just kind of set the tone.
But,
and
the other thing was he wrote the preface to my first book, The Games Do Count, because I wanted to prove that the best athlete of the century, that even if you don't achieve greatness – that you can learn a lot from sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the premise of the first one.
Now, a couple of things. One of the things I thought you did well in this book, and was that the plan? You really showed Teddy Roosevelt and Booker T have a lot in common, even though they have nothing in common. And it's just a weird, like Booker physically growing up had all the tools, but he was forbidden. You weren't reading was forbidden.
Not so allowed.
He wasn't allowed to read.
Played with the white kids, couldn't go to school.
He could play with them, but when they went to school, quote, the door closed. And he would ask his mom, why can't I go in there? And she would tell him, like out of fear, that reading was forbidden. Bad things happened. But there was the grapevine. So he got most of his education, as most slaves did, through the grapevine, where they would pass messages to the house. So that's where his educational pipeline came from. But physically, even though a diet of sweet potatoes and scraps.
Same thing every day.
Yeah. No ginger cakes. And I'm not going to give that away. You got to read the book to know what ginger cakes are.
Sleeping on the floor.
Sleeping on the floor in a room. The house was freezing in the winter. It was hot in the summer. It was
no
windows. It was a shanty. And then on the other side of it, Teddy was born with a golden spoon in his mouth. Had every possible advantage you could ask for, but he was physically sick as a child. He was diagnosed with asthma before it was fashionable. He had
some type of cholera that killed his intestines.
Like, he literally was meek and weak, but he had a great mind. And at one point, his father says to him, doesn't matter how smart you are, if your body can't go, it's going to hold you back. So there was two... Did you?
And he learned from it. He compensated. Yeah. And he got his father bought weights. His
both
father bought him weights,
yeah. He got in the weight room, and Booker T got in the classroom. And they both improved upon their weaknesses, which then is, and I don't know if that was the plan. Was that the plan to show that even though they're completely different, but they had the same thirst for improvement and to be better?
They both loved the self-made man. Yeah. They both, he loved, when he picked up, when Teddy picked up Up From Slavery, he had a pre-release copy. Him and Edith read it. We got to meet this guy. Oh, my goodness, we got to meet this guy. And he's going to be in New York. Let's go meet him. And they meet in 1901. And that's, I think, was the immediate attraction. Number two, if you look at Teddy Roosevelt's background, when he was a police commissioner, he was digging at the illegal immigrants who were being these kids who were forced to work as slave labor in New York City. A rich guy would normally, hey, I'm hanging out with you. Look at me. I'm a police commissioner. Instead, he told the cops, get your act together. Stop drinking. You're going to go to an academy. This is the way you hold your gun. This is the way you wear your uniform. And then he went with the press to find these illegal immigrants who were being abused in these apartments, in these dwellings by other people. So he had a sense of the little guy the whole time.
Well, another thing is, when he went off to become a cowboy, and one of the things I think that this book has a lot to do about their differences, but how they kind of share the same fire. And I think it was his wife had passed, and he
same Booker day as had, his mom.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Booker both didn't have the best luck with the ladies. Like I think they're both married three or four times.
Three times each. Twice for Teddy, three for Booker, but his wife died.
Yeah. So he goes off to become a cowboy, and he earns the respect of the men because he's doing all the work. He's not just there. And I think that is what makes – is that what's missing today? Like when you look at where Booker – and Teddy R., you look at their resume. You look at the things they did in between to get where they wanted to go. I think that's the message of this book. I don't think it's a black and white thing because it was never a black and white thing to them.
Not to them.
Not to them in a time when it should have been.
Yeah.
Not now where I can come and say whatever I want. There's a – what you did that so well in this book where it's like you get a taste of – a book, and you're like, and then all of a sudden it flips to Teddy. And this book, they mirror each other. And I'm a history guy. I never would have put them together the way that you have. How were you able to do that?
Well, number one, reading Booker T. Washington, he starts referencing Teddy Roosevelt a lot. And then I went to Tweed, and he was running the LIU Roosevelt Center, and that's a great grandson.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he's also a historian. And he knew everything about Teddy. And why was Teddy real to him? Well, Teddy's wife, Edith, outlived him by 30 years. He knew her. And he heard Sagamore Hill was not a national park to him. It was great-grandma's house.
Right.
So I said, listen, am I overstating? He goes, listen, Teddy Roosevelt said some things that shows he had blind spots about race. He was a man of his times. But for the most part, this was a real relationship. The respect they had for each other was tangible. And he said, if you want any proof, go to Tuskegee. He's on the board. He's serving on the board. Read his commencement address when he's asked to be down there. They got the written address, and they got the other address. He was so overwhelmed by what he saw, the quality of students that were there, the way they all learned to trade as well as to learn to read, write, and to the School of Higher Learning. They said, what you're doing here in the middle of the South, in Alabama, at this time, is just it's more than I ever could have thought. And then you read the rest of his speech. And I go, there's a lot here. And then you find out the way he went up to Booker and he said, I need recommendations. I don't really know anyone in the South. I need judges, postmasters. Give me the best person. And he did. And they did it for 7.5 years.
Now, you mentioned briefly the Tuskegee, his school. His school, I thought, was amazing because his goal was higher learning. But he also knew at the time that most African Americans were going to be at – best they could be allowed to do was manual labor.
Yeah.
You still had that ceiling, and he was able to get through, and but the general consensus was you higher learning, but you got to have a trade because you got to do something in between time. And I feel like that's the biggest message of this book. So it was like for men, it was blacksmithing, it was carpentry, it was
agriculture.
Agriculture, women, it was sewing, teaching, things like that. And you were getting your ground game together, and that's something I always preach about. When people ask me, like, well, what is your – I said, you got to have, like, would you let your kid wrestle? Would you let your son go or daughter go into entertainment? They got to give me a piece of paper with something on the ground that if this extra stuff doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Well, here the thing. Well, then it wasn't an option. Like, I'm going to go chase dreams. You didn't have that option in America at the time. It was, if you want this, you've got to have this in the meantime.
You got to be so good, white people have to hire you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. And when people started getting word, Henry Ford, what are you guys doing down there? We need their guys. You know, Carnegie, Andrew Carnegie in Steel. He's like, you got, this is a workforce down here I could have. And then others say, I'm going to go teach. I'm going to start my own. I'm going to start Grambling. I'm going to move on. I'm going to go into the military. They became the best sales tool for Tuskegee. So out they go. In come another 1,500 graduating class. Then they go out in the field. Then they come back again. And it just started exponentially growing. And unbelievable that they didn't live till past 60. 59 and 60 years old, they're dead, they accomplished all this. It's stunning.
That's, and you see today, you see our education system today. You see where it's a, you can put it all on the federal, you can put it on bad teachers, but there has to be a fire. You have to want it. And not everyone's fire starts in the same place. And in this case, Booker T's fire was started just him growing up, and he just saw the world differently. He was never swayed by anything, no matter how bad. At one point, he watched one of his uncles get beat within an inch of his life. He saw the separations, but none of that ever deterred him. He was like, I'm going to find a way around this or right. through this. There's that fire there. I like to compare, like I keep telling you, this story, these two men's story is so relevant today because I think it magnifies what's lacking. And what's going on today. You have this great picture, and I love it, in the book, it's chapter 91, and where it's like with images of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington looking down from the wall above the blackboard, Tuskegee students learn American history in this 1902 photograph. So you can't see it at home, but I know we're on camera, whatever, but if we
Fox, can what, Fox
yeah.
Nation.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got it wrong now.
Right.
See, we want to rip the pictures down.
Right.
Instead of the education.
Well, why wouldn't we? Because George Washington had slaves. Why would you put
it in 1902? I think when yeah. I could literally name members of my family that were slaves, I probably would have been more angry to
sure.
see the George Washington picture than I would be today when I'm so far removed from it. And that's the cop out. It's I feel like this. Pulls the blind.
I'm so glad you said that.
The BS.
Because I've been trying to, I was trying to enunciate that. And people have asked me, you know, why are we so divided today? Like, what's your message today? I'm like, it's an insult. I mean, do I think what happened to George Floyd is terrible? Yeah. But do I think America is inherently racist? No. Do we have a past that shows a segregationist? Was there slavery? Absolutely. But it's an insult to the guys that work and the women that worked through it, that got us better, that gave their lives for it, that made every effort, not for themselves, but for the masses to move our country forward. Who, by the way, Frederick Douglass loved the country.
Yep.
Booker T. Washington loved the country. Every reason not to. He could have stayed in Europe, Frederick Douglass, and lived a life of luxury. He was a celebrity. They have statues of him in Ireland, Frederick Douglass. That's how much they worshipped him. Booker T. Washington goes over there, and he's treated unbelievably. But he came back to America. I want to make it better. I'm going to live in the South. I'm not even going to live in the North. I'm not going to start a school and leave. Like, I'm going to go in the South, and I'm going to make things better. And I'm going to see the lynchings and the Jim Crow laws and the poll taxes, and I'm going to pick my spots to make it better. And 1,500 at a time, I'm going to graduate people that will prove to anyone there is no difference between the races.
It was one of the best colleges at its time out there. And it just goes to show with limited resources, and he often talked about how he would get donations with, you know, strings attached, you know. So while all this is going on, Theodore Roosevelt is at the same time he's building. Now, he was obsessed with Abraham Lincoln. Abraham yeah. Lincoln was his guy. You know, he put.
Do you see the picture of him?
Yes.
Of the.
Yeah. And he even, I think it was a quote in the book where he says whenever he makes a decision or he's thinking of something, he would look up at the Abe picture because he assumed Abe would do the same thing, which made me laugh because if Abe was looking at his own picture, that kind of makes him a jerk. But whatever. But it was.
Well, thanks, man.
When you look, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but there's so much. If this is a book you read with your teenage sons and daughters, this is a book that you read out loud because the message is so strong. But if you read, it's like the history is always the blueprint of what's going on in the future.
Right.
And I think we can read their stories and look at what's going on today, and we can really break it down to one thing. Americans have become very lazy and spoiled. And they will use misinformation to be complacent. I don't want to go to school because George Washington's picture's on the ball. BS.
I got you.
freed slaves got to pick. We got to pick our last names. Washington, Jefferson.
That's a great
Abraham
point.
Lincoln.
And he picked Washington.
And he picked Washington.
Tyrus, thanks so much. I look forward to picking up your upcoming book, Nuff Said. And I assume I'm in it. I hope it's okay. But
listen,
and you're going to interview me Saturday night on One Nation, right?
Yep, yep.
All right.
So we've got a lot of stuff going on. But, yeah, if you have not, seriously, pick this up.
And was this intimidating to see me stand like this?
I was more focused on the book. Next time I'll focus on you being intimidating. Last time you were here, you ripped the microphone off. So I'm glad the violence is. So we're getting better. But, yeah, you're good, man.
Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Saving $1 million can seem like a very unattainable goal without the help of a family inheritance or a lucky lottery ticket. But the good news, it's actually possible. But it's going to take a lot of hard work and years of financial discipline. Some ways on achieving your $1 million target include making lifestyle adjustments to decrease overall spending. It could be something as small as making coffee at home versus buying Starbucks every day to buying a used car outright instead of taking out a hefty loan for a new car. And don't take on more debt and max out your 401k and invest as early as you can. A good starting point is with low-risk investments like money market mutual funds and bonds, and have multiple streams of income. It can be difficult to build wealth from only one source, especially early in your career. And automate your savings. If you do, it creates a positive financial flow where you're saving money and building wealth without any extra effort on your part. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Halloween movie profile with Fandango's Eric Davis.
So we surveyed over 2,000 movie fans and asked them for their favorite horror movie of 2023. The winner, Megan. Not surprising. Megan was a viral hit, also a big fan favorite, and probably a surprising fan favorite for early 2023. Of course, Scream 6 is on the list. Knock at the Cabin, which I think was an underrated M. Night Shyamalan movie. That kind of snuck in there. It's nice to see it on this list. Evil Dead Rise and Cocaine Bear.
Which were voted on as the scariest movies of all time?
So The Exorcist, not surprising, that was voted as the scariest movie of all time. The Shining's there, Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. It, the new It, not the older It, but the new It, which I actually agree with. I think that was a really well done movie. Also Halloween, the recent one, and the old classic, and then Alien.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So, Martha, we just got a minute. Your arch enemy, Tyrus, was just in here. It was a lot of tension as he passed by. But your thoughts real quick about last night?
So, sorry, I'm just getting organized over here. I have a lot of stuff. I have my iPad, my notepad.
And your actual pad.
Two phones, exactly. You know, I think one thing is quite clear, and it is that abortion continues to be very meaningful on the ballot, and that's why you see a lot of states working to get those referendums on the ballots for 2024. It's a huge issue.
And right now, we have Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, South Dakota making every effort to get it on the ballot.
Right.
Seven states have already found a way to put it in. You know, their rules are set.
Right.
Every referendum wins that sets some type of abortion rights, and they're going to do it four by four until they get to 50. And that's what the whole process is. I watched Chris Christie last night. He goes, this was for to give states the opportunity to make their own decision.
Well, I think if you're a Republican, you need to figure out a way to articulate and talk about this issue. And I think it's just to separate it because right. It's a state issue now, not a federal issue.
Back in a moment.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The country has soured on Joe Biden. There's just not another way to put it. According to our latest CNN poll conducted by SSRS, a national poll gives us this snapshot in time. Biden's approval rating is 39% in our poll, 61% disapprove of the job he's doing. Look at it by party. You see that even among his fellow Democrats, he's only at 77% approval in this poll. Only a third of independents approve of the job he's doing.
And that is a CNN pundit looking at the success that they had in the off-year election last night and saying at the same time a second major poll was done that shows that Joe Biden's underwater with almost every major faction compared to where he was and where Trump is. His approval's at 39%. I thought that was a little high. More than I thought, and then Trump, he's trailing by 4, with Nikki Haley, he's trailing by 6, with Ron DeSantis, he's trailing by 2, but with Hispanics, even African-Americans, he's tripled where he was, virtually more than tripled where he was. Martha McCallum, our guest, she's set to host the story at 3 o'clock. Martha, they're trying to separate on other channels the Democrats from Joe Biden. Do the Democrats have a messaging problem, policy problem, or do they have a Biden problem?
That's the question. Right? That's been the question since the midterms, because we all remember, you know, then Kevin McCarthy, who wanted to be Speaker of the House, we're going to pick up 25, 30 seats is what he said for his team. Didn't happen. And the morning after that election, the midterms, they woke up at the White House and they were like, whew, things are better than we thought.
Yeah.
They woke up the same way today. They're relieved. Things are better than they thought. They're very, you know, double down on the abortion issue. Get it on as many ballots as you can. So the question that remains when you look at all of this polling, which is very compelling, and, you know, I mean, take that grain of salt, right, because we see that the polls are somewhat of a measure, but not a very good measure in recent elections. But the big question for 2024 is how, what does happen when people are saying to themselves in that booth or when they're home writing down their ballot, do they want Joe Biden again? And those numbers look terrible for him right now. But that's the question.
So I thought David Axelrod put it perfectly. It's what you and I have been saying, but for something about him saying it, people want to say, well, other incumbents have been down before at this similar point. But here's the big difference. Cut five.
We had lousy polling numbers at this time in our campaign in 2011 when I was working for Barack Obama. But the two things that are different are that Obama was 50 and not 81. And we didn't have Donald Trump on the other side.
I think he kind of complimented Trump more than, I guess, Bob Dole was his. No, wait. He went against Mitt Romney second. Mitt Romney
McCain,
second, John McCain.
Romney, yeah.
So David Axelrod kind of saying that's the difference, 81 and 50.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the differences. I mean, the thing to remember about David Axelrod is that he never wanted Joe Biden to run in the first place, right?
Because he knows him.
He does know him. And he was in the room when people like the former president, Obama, were saying things like, you know, if you can count on Joe to F it up, right? Something like that.
Exactly.
And
don't overestimate the ability of Joe Biden to F it up.
Thank you. And we remember during the Democrat debates, David Axelrod said that Joe Biden looked like Mr. Magoo wandering around on the stage up there. Okay, that's before he got elected. So we are now deep into the Mr. Magoo narrative that people watch all the time and talk about all the time now. He knew that then. So that goes into sort of, you know, that has to be one of the ingredients when you bake the cake about what David Axelrod says, because he never wanted Biden to be president. But he'll go on and say, oh, yeah, but he's doing a good job on this, doing a good job on Ukraine, doing a good job on that. You know, so, I mean, he's calling it like he sees it. The bottom line is, though, there's absolutely no indication that Joe Biden doesn't want to run for president.
None.
He doesn't have a plan B.
Nor
not like
Michelle
he can step
Obama.
Aside and say, like, you know, look at my amazing vice president. He said when he ran, I want to be a bridge to the next generation. He was suggesting when he ran that he was thinking then, maybe I'll just do 4 years, right? I'm a bridge. You know, elect me. I'm older. Bridge to the next generation. He can't find the people on the other side of the bridge. That's the problem. So, you know, it may be that the thinking is run. He's assuming he will win, even when he looks at these numbers. He says, take him on with a grain of salt, right? Assuming he will win. And then at some point, if he wants to step down, they got to figure out who's going to take over for him.
Right. A couple of things. I don't even know if he likes the job. You know, sometimes you can see a joy in the job, even with the pressure. You know, I look at him. He's always angry. He's always, you know, he's always walking away from people. He never wants to talk to them. Every weekend he spends at his house. He doesn't relish the work. Like, I mean, whatever you want to say, DeSantis would be in there 20 hours a day. I don't think he'd get him back to Florida. I don't think he'd take a vacation. Trump was there all the time. You know, Trump didn't like his job.
It's so interesting, right? Because everyone said, oh, Trump's not going to be in the White House. He's going to be back in New York. Every weekend he's going to leave. He loved the job.
Right.
Loved the White House. Yeah, absolutely. Played a lot of golf, but, you know, he loved the job. That's why he wants it again after all of this, right?
I think so, too. I laugh, too. They're trying to build up a narrative that Trump's making mistakes. He's not really making mistakes. Like, the whole thing he did with Obama, they go, he keeps thinking they ran against Barack Obama. No, he isn't. He's trying to get it through everybody's head that Barack Obama's pulling the strings, that there's no way this guy can run. That's his point. So, again, going out of
that's
your way
exactly right.
to make something that he didn't make a mistake on. One time he said hungry instead of turkey or turkey instead of hungry. He corrects it in the next line. You stop it right there and go, look, nice try. You got a lot on Trump.
Absolutely.
You don't have
that. No, you got 91 charges. You got all kinds of, all kinds of issues that you can go after Trump for. But, you know, I think the sharpness factor is not really one of them.
You understand college students as much as anyone. I have three in college, actually.
Yeah.
They're both from advanced degrees, two of which have had major demonstrations at their school. Rather not say it. But the thing I found fascinating about this, it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. Do you know where they are today? They're going in front of the headquarters of the defense manufacturers, pro-Palestinian movement. Who are these kids? Do you think how many really are clued into the nuances of the Middle East? and really understand what happened October 7th. I mean, I might be wrong. I don't think they do.
I'm afraid I think you're absolutely right. You know, I heard one articulate young woman making her argument the other day outside of the White House. She was very passionate. She said, we want the borders to go back to 1948. So she's talking about the post-World War II period when Israel was created. And yes, Palestinians lived on that land. I mean, that's a discussion that you can have, right? But
what happened, Martha? They said they didn't want it.
That's right. And they have had many opportunities for two-state solutions. Very close at the table. Yasser Arafat ultimately walked away. Abbas ultimately walked away. Because you know why? Because when they turned around to their team and said, I think we have a deal, and the team said, does it include, so Israel's no longer? No, it doesn't include that. They're still in Israel. Okay, never mind. We're walking away. So that's the situation that they're dealing with. And Israel, the country was created in 1948, but it has been the land of the Israelites for 3,500 years. It was the promised land promised by God to Moses. Whether you're religious or not, this is the history of their story. So it's a 3,000 year history. It is not in since 1948 history. And no, I don't think most of those people have any clue.
Archaeology backs that up, by the way. It's not your opinion.
Absolutely,
it's not the Bible.
It does.
It's
we know who was living there when, yeah, based on excavations that are done at these sites. And it goes deep, thousands of years.
So they get attacked in 1948. They try to rip it apart. They were able to repel and grow, and they built in buffer zones. And then in 67, we're going to finish you off. They didn't. If you think about it, it's stunning. 73, they were surprised, battled them all the way back, and got to Damascus and got to Cairo. So they're both times. They took the buffer zones, and they make peace deals. What I was fascinated by, a couple of things. Did you know, I saw this over the weekend. Sorry, I read one of the speeches one of the Saudi princes made, and he said, we know Iran. He looked at the Hezbollah speech from Nasrallah, and he says, why are you pretending as if you're a terror group? Iran is pulling all your strings, and we know this has nothing to do with the Palestinians. I kept going. It's Jerusalem Post printing a speech, translated obviously, that he gave to his people, saying Iran's right behind it. Mm-hmm. Not only are we not addressing Iran, our guys, we have 46 injuries. Our guys have been hit 34 times. They've been hit in Syria, and they've been hit in Iraq. And we do not answer back. We hit a empty weapons depot one time. Now, if you had a kid serving in Iraq, 2,500 in Iraq and 900 in Syria, 45,000 overall, one of these moms wrote me and said, don't kid you, they're getting rockets in Kuwait. Mm-hmm. How would you feel today? I'd be so angry. I have my son representing a superpower, and they're letting them be victims, hoping a missile defense knocks out a scud before it blows up my kid.
Well, you know, I think I said this last time we talked, Brian, but it does remind me of when Putin's forces were massed around the border of Ukraine. And President Biden said, you know, well, a minor incursion might be okay. So I guess these are minor incursions. 40 attacks on our forces all over. We have 19 bases in the Middle East. We have a lot of treasure in that area.
Right.
It's that needs to be protected. And you're right. We need to call out where it's coming from. And many pieces that I've read from Middle East experts talk about, you know, basically they're saying Hamas and Israel are going to duke this out. This is their take. But you need to hit Iran,
right,
where it lives, because you need to show them that you are not going to back down, hit them at home in their nuclear facilities, you know, go right after their weapons caches and blow them out. Send them a serious message that we know it's you, mm-hmm, behind all of this. That isn't happening.
Martha, knowing what you know about Netanyahu, as stunned as he was, and evidently he was more stunned than anyone else, that he would allow himself or his country would be allowed for that to happen, an attack for over an hour, so 1,400 get massacred in the worst imaginable place.
Yeah.
They had assassins killing nuclear engineers in the street 10 years, 6 years ago, until Trump came in when they realized Trump was not going to let him get a nuclear weapon in this deal. He came over here to plead, don't do this nuclear deal. He's on a war footing. The world knows why he's doing it. If he's ever going to take out Iran and their nuclear program, after he knows annihilation is not a mystery anymore, we know exactly who's behind it. They would have went through the whole country if they could have. You really think he's not going to hit Iran? I mean, I think we're going to be back here within 6 months, because you know, there's only a certain amount of time you get to throw punches. After that, there's going to be a rationalization. It was just a rocket. It was just a hit. No, that was a massacre. There's only one massacre, hopefully for their sake. But this is the time in which I have to address these problems, or else I will not be able to look the future generations in the eye. These people know what it was like to be cataclysmic.
You know what, I think it's very interesting what you say, Brian. And I go back to the conversations that were going on between Netanyahu and the leadership in Saudi Arabia and MBS. And the other point that you just made about the take on Nasrallah, it was also, there was a statement the other day, I believe it was from the UAE, that basically talked about how, you know, this land is the origins of all great religions, Jewish people, Christians, and Muslims, you know, recognizing this dispute. I see many indications that Israel and Saudi Arabia would like to get back to where they were on October the 6th. And I think the forces in the Middle East want to get back there. This might not be the moment, but I don't know if it's that far away. And that's a very strong force. They want to isolate Iran. And Iran knows it. That's one of the reasons that they were behind this whole supporting of Hamas. So watch them. Watch Saudi Arabia. Watch the United Arab Emirates. Watch all of these countries, because I think they want to get back to October 6th.
And we know the one problem is it's not multiple countries. It's one. But I do think in the big picture, we'll talk about this when we get back and find out your guest at 3 o'clock. And that is, I think Iran, Russia, China, and to a degree North Korea are coordinating.
Absolutely.
And they're playing our strings. And they're trying to string us out, and we better come up with a counter narrative. That's what I hope they were talking about at the G7.
Can you imagine how happy they all are, Iran in the lead, when they see what's happening on our campuses? They're like, who knew? Who knew how productive this horrific Hamas attack would be? We now have people on our sides on Capitol Hill, on campuses across America, and they've been working on this for a long time, right? There's a ton of money that has gone into our universities. Just the same story we have with China. The same story exists from some of these Arab groups as well. I'm not saying that they're all ill-meaning to the country at all. I'm just saying that you have to trace the money and find out exactly what's going on.
Martha McCallum, we're here for just a couple more minutes. When we come back, you'll listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So, Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A successful rescue mission in Montgomery County, Maryland makes today's Dean's List. A 31-year-old man with Down syndrome who was missing for almost a week has been found.
Rashawn Williams' family was losing hope after he had wandered away from his caregiver and was last seen hopping on a bus. After long days, police finally found him in a locked corridor at a nearby metro station. A station manager had spotted him alive and well. They think Rashawn had gone into the area and the door locked behind him. He remained there until rescue crews found him. After being taken to hospital where he was treated for dehydration, doctors gave Rashawn a clean bill of health. His family says they are relieved and grateful to have him back, and it's a miracle he was healthy despite not having water or food for so many days. So to everyone who helped find Rashawn and bring him home to his family safely, thank you. You all made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Today, we're going to spotlight a disease, pneumonia. You've probably heard of it, but do you know what it is? The National Institutes of Health describes it as an infection that affects one or both of your lungs. It can be caused by viruses, bacteria, or fungi, and causes air in the lung sacs to fill up with fluid or pus. Symptoms vary from mild to serious and can include a cough with or without mucus, chills, fever, and trouble breathing. Your age and health can impact how serious it is, too. When it comes to treatment, it often includes antibiotics, viral or fungal medicines, and it can take a few weeks to recover from it. The NIH recommends a few steps to avoid getting pneumonia, vaccines for one, also good hygiene, including washing your hands, quitting smoking, and making sure you're physically active and eating healthy. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kilmeade. The whole country wants to move on, and I think that it would be the right thing to do for the president to not run. What's in the best interest of the country here? And I don't mean to be so frank. I love Joe Biden. He's done a great service to this country, but now it's time for us to just take the next step.
All right. That, of course, is Tim Ryan. He tried to be governor. He lost, Democrat, and he is saying Joe Biden step aside. Martha McCallum, that's two. We'll see how many other people speak out on the Democratic side. For you, what do you have coming up today? You have a lot of choices for an hour from 3 to 4.
So we're going to talk to John Kirby from the White House today, and we're also going to talk to Doran Spielman, who's the IDF international spokesperson. So obviously a lot of focus on the push, which is now underway in Gaza City, what's going on there, and we're going to try to get some questions from the White House on where this is all going.
I want to talk about the Israeli war. Just a quick announcement. Tomorrow night, Red Bank, New Jersey. Have you been there?
I've been to Red Bank.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
They say it's an hour outside the city. I'm going to be at the Vogel on stage talking about all my books.
Good
it's going to
you.
Be sponsored by Fox Nation. And they, if you go there, you get 6 free months, and everybody gets a signed book. So there's a few tickets left. We're almost sold out. Ponte Vedra on Friday, almost sold out. The 11th in the on the Villages, and Vero Beach on Sunday. And then Madison, Connecticut on Tuesday.
Oh, that Vero Beach bookstore is amazing.
Well, at the Vero Beach, yeah. They got two tiers.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It reminds me, I guess for people that write books, it is like Ebbets Field.
Yes.
Because it's like at this old-time field.
You know, you turn that corner, like, wow, there's a lot of people up there. It's amazing. Good for you.
Let's end with this. How strong is the push to pause? Right now they say we'll return 15 hostages if you guys just pause.
Mm-hmm.
How strong is that for Netanyahu, and how much does he care?
Well, I think it's a question of strategy. So then what is it? They've been at this for a month, so 15 if you pause, and then is it another month and 15 more? I think that Netanyahu's stance is that they want everyone in order to do a ceasefire. And Nathan Sales, who did counterterrorism in the Trump administration, spoke to him about it as well. He says the same thing. You have to let every living hostage, we don't know how many are living, we hope they all are, go in order for a ceasefire.
How important is it to see the video of the Boy Scout camp, to see the tunnels under the hospital, to see the tunnels under the mosque? They have to get that out. They know how to communicate.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're doing their best to do that. There's one that's under an amusement park. I mean, it's a tiny place, so all of this is going to be under everything, essentially. You know, one of the things that I'm just constantly struck by is how little Hamas has done for the people of Gaza. You know, they have been unoccupied since 2005. They argue that that is not the case. But the money has gotten siphoned out, and it's gone to the leadership in Qatar and other places. And the people live in an absolutely horrific situation. And now they're being bombed every day. If your heart doesn't go out to the people of Gaza, you know, you're not looking closely enough. But this was brought on all of them by Hamas.
Yeah, the people say that if you speak up against Hamas, they will kill you and
you
or your family.
You did that great thing on Voices of Gaza the other day.
Right.
And I think it's important for that to get out.
All right, Martha, it's very important that you do our show every week.
Thank you, Brian.
And
always
almost
a pleasure.
Almost equal as important as my Voices.
Good to be
we'll
with you.
We'll see you at 3.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for...
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Israel's war with Hamas, Ukraine's war with Russia. Tennessee GOP Senator Bill Hagerty tells the Salem Radio Network he's concerned the Biden administration's ability to handle the increasing number of hotspots around the world.
They seem to mess up everything that they touch. You know that. They seem to solve for what's worse for America at every occasion. And in return, they keep on doing things that are better and better for, you know, our enemies and our adversaries like China.
Hagerty says the White House refuses to accept the reality of what's really going on in the Middle East.
You can't even get this administration to acknowledge the fact that Iran is behind all of this. And if anybody thinks that it isn't Iran's technology, that it isn't their funding, it isn't their know-how that's behind the attack that Hamas is led on Israel by the rockets that are coming out of Hezbollah. Do you think the Houthis built those rockets that they're launching? It's Iran, Iran, Iran.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu pushing back against calls from Western allies to do more to protect Palestinian civilians as troops encircled Gaza's largest hospital, which Israel maintains is Hamas's main command post with underground tunnels and bunkers, and they say they're using civilians there as human shields. Congressional Republicans increasingly focused on President Biden's brother, Jim.
The latest focus is more than $600,000 that AmeriCorps Health Services, a failed health care system, sent to Jim Biden when the company was struggling. Republicans say in 2018, the same day Jim Biden received a $200,000 check, he wrote a personal check to Joe Biden for the same amount. Biden's defenders say it was a loan repayment. When Joe Biden was a private citizen, that head of the House Oversight Committee, is also scrutinizing a daisy chain of transactions, claiming that records show Joe Biden benefited from what he called laundered.
That's Jill Quinn, SRN News.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Three giant pandas from Smithsonian's National Zoo are back in China.
Two adult pandas and their cub were transported from Washington, D.C. earlier this week due to the expiration of an exchange agreement with China. China presented two giant pandas to the U.S. in 1972 as a symbol of diplomacy after President Nixon visited the country. Zoo Atlanta will now be the only zoo in the U.S. to feature the animals, but they're also scheduled to return the pandas to China next year. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Council on Foreign Relations released a report this week finding China now a leading power in operating seaports across the globe, as well as the world's largest trading company and second largest economy. China owns or operates a seaport on every continent except Antarctica and has become a dominant port power without becoming a major naval power. But CFR looked at China's infrastructure in the ports and determined many of the commercial ports could be repurposed to hold warships. Town Hall. Wintry weather off to a brutal start in Alaska.
Four homeless people have died in the last few days on the streets of Anchorage as a major winter storm dropped very heavy snow in the city. The storm hit with at least 17 inches of snow at the National Weather Service Anchorage office Friday. That is the official recording station. However, totals of 30 inches or more were reported in other parts of the city, especially in higher elevations. Jason Walker reporting.
On the Sunday news shows, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan stops by ABC's This Week, NBC's Meet the Press, and CBS's Face the Nation, while Meet the Press also welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and GOP National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. Fox News Sunday has GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley, along with Michael Herzog, Israel's ambassador to the United States. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. We have a lot to go over today. So much happening. Ever since, really, the Israeli at war broke out, we've been at a dizzying pace, let alone the election cycle. We still haven't really fully reflected on the off-year election, which is more impactful than I ever thought it would. Also, this is the week Teddy and Booker T came out. Two American icons blaze the path to racial equality. The whole special is on Fox Nation right now. And out of the 57 I've done, I think this is the best. And it really deserves, the producers deserve all the credit. And also, tonight I'm going to be in Red Banks, New Jersey, talking about all the books, patriotic, motivational, inspirational time. And tomorrow in Ponte Vedra. Saturday at the Villages, and Sunday in Vero Beach. But right now, I'm at 1211 6th Avenue in Manhattan, and let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
There's 280-something people on the terrorist watch list. Are they out of the country or are they in the country?
Senator, they very well may be out of the country.
But you don't know.
Senator, I'm not aware of a member of Hamas crossing the border.
Isn't this terrible? Unbelievable. The border war. The administration handling of it is impeachable, bordering on criminal. We bring the confrontation of the Capitol and danger looming in Mexico as armed men are patrolling the border just on the Mexican side.
Number two.
A number of these attacks have occurred since our last response. If the first time they tried that didn't deter Iran and its proxies, it's not clear to me why this same kind of a response will do the job.
That is Brit Hume, Israel at war. Crushing Hamas as Jews around the world find themselves targets of anti-Semitism to the delight of Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas. And America, and I can't believe I'm saying this, is the hotbed of it all.
Number one.
In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Adult daughter. Here's the truth.
You're just
the
easy answer.
Besides that, I think there was not many fireworks. 2024, we saw every Republican in action last night, five on the debate stage and Trump on the stump. What was covered, and did anyone show that they could stop the 45th president from getting the nomination and becoming the 47th? Plus Jill's outrage over the state of Joe's pathetic reelection campaign. That according to one of the staffers. Let's go out to Congressman Mike Gallagher, a chairman of the Select Committee on Strategic Competition between the United States and Chinese Communist Party. Congressman, you might not have, but did you see any of the debate last night?
I saw a little bit of it. I wasn't watching it, and then my phone started blowing up. I guess the TikTok question referenced my op-ed on TikTok last week. So that's probably the first and last time I will be involved in a presidential debate. But I'm glad the question got asked. It's very important. I know we spent a lot of time, Brian, talking about the military competition with China, but just as important is the ideological competition. And TikTok being owned by ByteDance, which is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, is potentially the biggest platform for ideological warfare ever constructed, particularly given that a lot of young Americans don't just use TikTok for dance videos. They use it as a source of news. So if the dominant media and news platform in America is effectively controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, that strikes me as a very bad idea. So I'm glad that Hugh Hewitt asked about that. I thought that was an important question. I'm glad that there was a debate. I'm not sure Vivek referencing Nikki Haley's daughter was a smart move. That seemed a bit beyond the pale, and it kind of distracted from what could have been a more fulsome debate and discussion about the complexities of dealing with cross-border data flows. But nonetheless, I was glad it got asked.
So what they were saying is, and, you know, Barack Obama is sitting there Indian style and under the table talking to a guy with nose rings and purple hair, and he wants to get the younger vote. And they think that's the best way to get the younger vote. That's why Joe Biden is backed out of it, and he's hired influencers to spread the word of Biden's reelection. So and Vivek Ramaswamy says, listen, that's what the young people are. What do you want me to do? And you got Senator Rand Paul saying we should be a free, open market. What do you say to those people?
We can be a free open market while still ensuring that a hostile foreign government, our foremost geopolitical adversary, doesn't control the dominant media platform in America. As I said before, it would be as if at the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, we allowed the KGB and Pravda to buy ABC, NBC, the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, and that probably understates the stupidity of the problem. My Democratic colleague, Richie Torres from New York, and I were on Fox earlier this week, and Ricky said that this would be such a disaster that historians would look back as a suicidal effort. So we have to take action. The fact that the Commerce Secretary went out there and said we can't do this because we're going to offend younger voters is absurd to me. We have to take the national security concern seriously. So either a ban or a forced sale to an American company that has control of the algorithm. And if we have a forced sale, American investors could still make money. Everybody would win out while alleviating national security concerns. Trust me, it's the best possible outcome. We're going to be pushing that in the House of Representatives, and hopefully we can convince our colleagues.
So if you're comfortable with China controlling what the next generation calls news, stay, keep TikTok on. And I was hoping the American, Silicon Valley would come up with a better alternative. I know that Instagram got a lot better, but kids still prefer TikTok. It would be great if there was a substitute. And I thought the best answer was from Chris Christie. I think it was Chris Christie. You can't get Facebook over there. So if you can't get Facebook and Twitter over there, why are we letting them get TikTok over here?
Exactly. It's a matter of basic reciprocity, right? You know, the other phenomenon, which makes no sense, is the CCP wolf warrior diplomats, all their propagandists, their communist apparatchiks, are all over Twitter. They're all over YouTube. They're all over our social media platforms spreading dangerous anti-American propaganda designed to pit Americans against Americans, designed to distract from things like the origins of COVID. Remember, they blamed, American labs like Fort Detrick for the outbreak of the virus. The whole thing was absurd. Well, at the same time, your average Chinese citizen doesn't have access to those same platforms. They don't have access to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. So as a matter of basic reciprocity, we should kick all of their propagandists off our platforms unless they allow our social media apps to be accessed by your average Chinese citizen.
Which will never happen. Are you concerned that we're going to lift some tariffs and reaffirm some deals out with APEC? What is the president empowered to do when he meets with President Xi? And what did he already give up to get this meeting?
Well, he's given up in order to send multiple cabinet secretaries to Beijing. They've taken their foot off the gas in terms of key defensive action that we should have taken a long time ago. So, for example, fixing loopholes in our export controls. We grant licensing exemptions to Chinese companies like Huawei. That should never have happened. We haven't imposed a single sanction on a Chinese official for things like genocidal activity in Xinjiang or COVID cover-ups. We haven't insisted on any transparency with respect to the origins of COVID, and our response to this Chinese spy balloon was a joke. All of this defensive action has been slowed down so that the Biden administration can get this meeting with Xi at APEC. I do think there's a real risk that the president could go further, and he would have the authority to unilaterally reduce 301 tariffs. Now, they would be taking significant political risk if they did that. But
what are they? What are 301 tariffs?
301, that's what, remember, Ambassador Lighthizer and Trump imposed tariffs on China under Section 301. They have authority to impose tariffs. It was probably the biggest economic move that Trump did against China. Some of this was reduced as we did a phase one trade deal with China, but a lot of these are still in place. The goal at the time was to reduce our trade imbalance with China. There was a whole investigation into things like intellectual property theft, cheating, dumping that led to the 301 tariffs. So Biden has yet to reduce a lot of these tariffs, but he could in order to take the temperature down. And I really think their goal is to make sure that nothing rocks the economic boat leading into an election year. And that's why they're so scared about taking action to push back against the aggression from the Chinese Communist Party.
Evidently, economically, they have deflation. More executives, this is the headline in the Wall Street Journal, more Chinese executives vanish, casting chill over the business climate. Now, this is their internal problem, but we do need to take note to see how unhinged they are and how actual vulnerable they are economically. They are doing some of the things that they are struggling almost like Japan was when we thought they were going to be our economic challenge in the 80s. And you were probably too young. I do remember them emerging. Everyone said, look out for Japan. And they just deflated and they have been unable to get on top of things. Is China that vulnerable economically?
They're very vulnerable. And I have heard about this decade called the 80s. I've heard tales told about this.
And there's videos, and I think CNN has a documentary on it.
That's right. And a great movie called Top Gun and a great remake that just came out. So
I heard.
I'm
good.
A fan of the 80s.
Thank you for that.
I think they're very vulnerable economically, and they're really vulnerable demographically. I mean, they have a demographic buzzsaw in the early 2030s. And my hypothesis is that this is going to make them more aggressive in this decade, which is why it's absurd that when Biden was in Vietnam, he went out there and said, well, because China's facing economic difficulties right now, they got a real estate problem, they got a lot of other economic problems, they're less likely to do something like invade Taiwan. You know, the opposite could be true, Brian. As they confront domestic economic problems, they could get more aggressive abroad. And for the president to say that, I thought was very irresponsible. It's not serious. And we have to start planning for that worst-case scenario.
They have legions of unemployed youth who have no interest. They're pressuring college presidents to get jobs for their graduates or else. I mean, can you believe? I mean, this is what happens with a dictatorial government. It's impossible to have somewhat of a hybrid, which they've been kind of functioning as. So they're vulnerable. Why can't we ever get ahead of it, Mike Gallagher? Why can't we start making things more difficult for them through the cyber world, through information, through different things to stretch them out, like they seem to revel in stretching us out?
Yeah, there's a great – if you go back to the last time we fought the Chinese Communists on the battlefield, it was on the Korean Peninsula in the early 1950s. There's a great book written about it called This Kind of War by Thierry Fehrenbach. And he gets into this, and he talks about the abiding weakness of free peoples, that we can't muster action before the crisis happens. But then once the crisis happens, we have a genius for improvisation. We're able to mobilize. The problem is relying upon America to respond after the fact and – you know, revitalize Freedom's Forge and take action after we're already in a conflict with China. That doesn't work in the modern day because they would move so fast to take Taiwan that we wouldn't have time to start producing ships and long-range anti-ship missiles and the things we'd need. We have to deter the invasion, and that's the paradox of the present day. In order to avoid a war, we have to adopt a war footing, and ultimately that requires strong presidential leadership. I hate to admit that as a member of the legislative branch that we're dependent on the executive, but without a president forcing the Defense Department to get its butt in gear and break through the bureaucracy, it simply isn't going to happen.
So over 40 attacks since October 17th on our guys in Iraq and Syria. We've had two hits on them in Syria, and we have at least 40 people with TBI and other injuries that we don't know the details on. I also got emails from people saying that Kuwait's getting rocketed. We've got 45,000 people in the region. As a Marine, don't we expect more from the Pentagon and from the president to watch our back and let us do something besides duck and hope missile defense works or an attack drone malfunctions?
We absolutely should expect more. We have to restore deterrence, and it's not there right now. And it's because every time we get hit, we respond to pinprick strikes. In the Middle East, it doesn't operate that way. In order to restore deterrence, you have to at least respond in kind or escalate, because strength and hard power is the only language. And so, you know, if a single hair on the head of an American service member, I think it's fair game to go after the Iranian proxies or the IRGC could force operatives that did. And right now, I just don't think this Pentagon or the White House has the intestinal fortitude to do that. And more to the point, the Secretary of Defense went out there after we struck some sites in Syria and said, well, this has nothing to do with what's happening in Israel with Hamas. Well, that's absurd, because obviously Hamas and Iran are intimately linked. And if you don't understand that Iran is the long pole in the tent, it's the primary threat in the region, and build a regional strategy around countering that threat, you're simply not going to have any semblance of stability in that region.
Although they're very comfortable telling us stuff that they know are untrue, and which is or just kind of insulting the general public and saying that. And there's also the South China Sea that, just to go back to China for a second, little by little they're putting a stranglehold on it. They're harassing the Philippine ships. They're trying to block out Australia. They're trying to little by little just take over the South China Sea so we won't be able to maybe come between Taiwan and the mainland.
The deterrence, the cross-strait deterrent problem in Taiwan, I fear it's getting much worse. Notwithstanding some things we've done that are good, the AUKUS agreement is good, basing agreements with Japan is good, basing agreements with the Philippines is good. The problem is we're dealing with a military buildup in China that's unprecedented in modern history. The biggest peacetime military buildup, at least since World War II, just on the conventional side, but they're going on the nuclear side. is crazy, too. Like a 10x increase in their nuclear arsenal over the last two decades. They obviously have the largest navy in the world, and that's actually understated the problem. They have the three largest navies in the world, if you count their maritime militia as well as their Coast Guard. We're just not taking the threat seriously enough. We have to deter war, because deterrence may be hard, but war is hell. A conflict with China, I mean, just be incredibly destructive. If we don't get our butt in gear, we're going to be on the wrong side of this equation.
If we have the right leader, the whole country could rally around a common enemy. The Democrats and Republicans, to various degrees, all see as China. It's an opportunity. I know you see that on a daily basis with your bipartisan select committee on China. Congressman Mike Gallagher, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, when we come back, I'll take your calls, and we'll try to squeeze him in. And then Daniel DiMartino joins us, a PhD student at Columbia University, and he is seeing all hell break loose at that Ivy League. He's going to bring us that story and the dangers on campus in just a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Team, it's snowing again tomorrow. They're predicting 2 to 3 feet.
Tis the overtime season for Frank Snowplows.
Kelly, can you take another shift?
Let it snow. Quality driver applicants.
Hey guys, know anybody else with a D license?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
America's top young scientist from Annandale, Virginia, makes today's Dean's List. Heman Bacala is just 14 years old, but was recently awarded the incredible achievement for his invention called the Skin Cancer Treating Soap. His idea focuses on the development of affordable soap that has the potential to reactivate cells to combat skin cancer. Heman says he hopes to cure cancer one bar soap at a time and entered the 3M Young Scientist Challenge. His inspiration began with his childhood growing up in Ethiopia, watching people working long hours under the potentially damaging sun. He told reporters he wanted to invent something not only scientifically exceptional, but also accessible to a broad audience. To help him with his incredible idea, Heman has received mentorship from engineers and scientists, and hopefully one day an FDA approval. Well done, Heman. Keep reaching for the stars and helping others. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Music can heal the soul, but what about physical pain? A new study reveals a person's favorite songs could reduce pain. Researchers looked at data from participants who received moderately painful sensations on their inner forearm. The study out of Montreal's McGill University showed when participants listened to their favorite music, their pain was strongly reduced compared to listening to unfamiliar songs. They also discovered that moving and bittersweet music increased musical chills, which could help block pain signals. The study's lead author says we can approximate that favorite music reduced pain by about 1 point on a 10-point scale, which is at least as strong as an over-the-counter painkiller like Advil under the same conditions. Moving music may have an even stronger effect. The study was published in the Frontiers in Pain Research Journal. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back. 1-866-408-7669. We go out to Columbia University after this and find out more of the chaos. You know what's happening today at noon in New York City? Teachers and students who have missed so much school and underperforming so precipitously are storming out of the school and protesting in favor of the Palestinians and wants a ceasefire. What a great lesson for kids. Go ahead and kill innocent people. How about 800 innocents, never wore a uniform before. Just chop them up, most horrific way possible, and then rally for the other guys. Rally for the perpetrators and the killers. Alex, you're in California. Hey, Alex.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that China is maybe a threat to Taiwan, but it is not necessarily a threat to the West. In fact, India is a greater threat to the West than China. In June of this year, the Indian government committed an assassination on Canadian soil, and the FBI in the United States has heard chatter from the Indian government that there may be another assassination, this time in the United States, and they have warned.
Obviously, that would be bad, but I am not worried about India. That assassination, I know, I haven't fully looked into it, but out of everybody, China is a threat, a comprehensive, massive threat. They are moving in through the border. They're moving in and have been in our colleges. They're setting up police stations in places like New York City to harass their own dissident, their own citizens, to make sure they know that they got family members back home if they don't do their dirty work. So China is the threat. India is not a perfect country, but I'm not happy the way they're buying the oil from Russia. But I'm not worried about India. Daniel DiMartino next. Then I'll squeeze in some more calls and get your comments at BrianKilmeade.com. So glad you're here.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Blackbear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Blackbear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Blackbear Diner. The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win.
win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
My Jewish sisters and brothers and I are on the receiving end of death threats from our peers. Undergraduates who have filed reports about these incidents have been left with no emotional support, no feedback, and no consequences for the perpetrators of these hateful actions. As a result of this inaction, there are Jewish students who do not feel physically safe on campus. And yet the unequivocal tone of the student body and frankly the administration prior to recent email statements is, no, this is not what anti-Semitism is. This is not what you are experiencing.
Daniel DiMartino joins us now, PhD student at Columbia University. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
All right, so what is it like at Columbia right now?
Well, what's going on is that, you know, I have neighbors who are Jewish and classmates who are Jewish and have asked me whether it's safe for them to go outside.
What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that, you know, the sad reality is that if you're a man and you wear a kippah, then you're probably going to be identified as Jewish in the street. And there are marches of people who support Hamas and everything that's going on there and are harassing those people. So, I mean, I would be careful. And that's what I tell them.
Did you know that there's this level of anger towards Israel, towards Jewish people? Did you have any idea?
You know, I never did. You know, I came originally from Venezuela to the United States in 2016, and so I'm used to, you know, the class warfare and all of that from a socialist country. But coming to America, I never thought there would be so much anti-Semitism. And it concerns me because, you know, all these students who are doing this, right, I think it's because of virtue signaling. A lot of commentators I've seen are blaming it on maybe, you know, it's just Muslim immigrants or anything else. I think, you know, at least at Columbia, most of them are native-born Americans, and that's what scares me the most, right? Because it means that the education system is telling them that this is what's good, that evil is good and that good is evil. And we need to be teaching right from wrong again in this country.
But, I mean, you're talking about elite. You know how hard it is to get into Columbia? You know, you did. To get the elite of the elite go to these schools. And you have to know nuance. It's not, well, George Floyd got choked to death. He shouldn't have died. We all know that. That's my protest. I understand that. When you see this, you don't understand. If you just look at this, you don't understand what goes on. The carnage on the 7th, the history behind it. All of a sudden, these people in their 20s are out there marching 100,000 in D.C. against Israel. And do you know of them teaching this in school?
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, it's just really disheartening. I wish that these students would do something better with their time, you know, and that they would inform themselves. Can you imagine if a professor had 3 years ago celebrated the killing of George Floyd? But that's exactly what's happening now. There was a tenured professor at Columbia who said he was very happy and excited after the attack by Hamas. And nothing happens to those people. So there is cancel culture in this country. There is cancel culture against conservatives who have opinions on things maybe about taxes or opinions on the Supreme Court. But when there are liberal professors who justify terrorist attacks and even celebrate them, nothing happens to them.
So, Daniel, what's being done on campus since this started breaking out a couple of weeks ago? Because I also talked to a professor offline who stood up and spoke out and called on the president to do something. He's Jewish and said, you got to stand up. And I know you, Columbia is losing donations. Some of the most powerful people in the world graduated from Columbia. They are now running away from donating to them. So what has changed?
Well, you know, what's most surprising about all of this is that Columbia is, I believe, the most Jewish of all the Ivy League universities, just by the virtue of being in New York and the student body and the faculty. And so this will have, I think, very negative consequences on Columbia. I think the president, she just assumed office, the president of Columbia, will find out that she miscalculated. But I wish this didn't have to be about consequences and miscalculations. This should just be about doing what's right, right? But they don't. You know, they divest from oil funds, thinking that that's going to help the environment when what they should be doing is, you know, innovating. What they should be doing is teaching their students. And instead, they don't take action when real important things happen. And that's what disappoints me. And I don't think much things are going to change. I think students are going to want to keep coming to Columbia because of the, you know, the price of having an Ivy League degree. And unless parents, unless more donors act, it's not going to be enough.
Daniel DiMartino, our guest, he's a dissident project founder, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and a PhD student at Columbia University. So I guess I don't have to tell you, there's been a surge of anti-Semitic crime and attacks against Jews, 200% since the Israeli-Hamas war sprung up and the offensive went into Gaza, up 200%. Last year there were 45 attacks. They're surging big time now. So the police officers already undermanned and understaffed and overworked. So they're wondering what's going to be next. And today, high school students are walking out of, I don't even think high school, all students, 100 schools, walking out of class at noon today to protest the offensive, the war in Gaza. You still there, Daniel? Okay, still there. You know, the good news is it looks like Peter Ducey did get a question in on President Biden. President Biden, I'm sure we'll bring that back shortly. He's now talking to the press. He actually walked over and he feels he has something to say. He's going to go speak about Bidenomics shortly. What he should be speaking about is anti-Semitism. He shouldn't have his vice president bring up Islamophobia, because although there's always some type of prejudice out there, we're not seeing a surge against Muslims in this country, not by the longest, not by any stretch. Final thought, Daniel, I just want you to finish your thought. For you, for people who just think it's in uptown New York, it's not. Today, 100 schools in New York City will walk out at noon to protest Israel's military action in Gaza. Just final thought on that.
Look, as you know, I'm the founder of the Dissident Project. We sent immigrants who lived in authoritarian countries to speak at high schools to tell our stories. And we do this because we know that there's indoctrination going on in the schools in this country, public, private, and any type. And this is what's happening with the high schools. It's a symptom of that indoctrination. These students don't know better. These students are just being told by their teachers. Many of them are being given credit by their teachers to do this. We need action at the government level. You know, we need state governments to fight against this in Republican states. And then we also need more teachers to stand up for what they believe in, right? They also have First Amendment protections. It's time they protest in favor of Israel.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm glad you're doing this. Glad you're taking action. Daniel, for somebody who was born in Venezuela and lives here, what's your message to the American people about their country?
That this is the best country in the world, and it is the best country in the world because the American people have kept it free and prosperous. And so we need to keep doing that. And the only way to do it is to pass on to the next generation the understanding that we are free because of our limited government and our system of separation of powers in the Constitution. And so, you know, if people want to know more and teach their kids about this, I would encourage them to go to our website, dissidentproject.org, and we help parents and teachers to do this.
Go get them, Daniel. I love your perspective. I love your attitude. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Stay safe over in Colombia. And that's really, this is the most gratifying thing about doing this book, Teddy and Booker T. I want to give people a sense of how special people in our country, in oppressive situations, in tough situations, were always appreciative of the United States. Booker T. Washington, born a slave, changed everything with the Tuskegee Institute by getting himself an education, going to Hampton, and being mentored along the way. And he did it for thousands more at a time in which our country was divided, fresh off a civil war, fresh off Jim Crow and the poll taxes and everything else that was happening in certain sections of the South. And they both loved the country. And now they work together to make it better. If you read this, you wouldn't be taking a knee before a San Francisco 49er game. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'll come back with more of your calls and get a perspective and let you know what Joe Biden just said to our own reporter in just a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash. Oh.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
From the Fox News Podcast Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Why do you think it is that people should be more concerned about abortion access than your age?
I don't think it's a comparable comparison.
Why do you think it is that you're trailing Trump in all these swing state polls?
Because you don't read the polls. There are 10 polls. 8 of them, I'm beating him in those states. 8 of them. You guys only do 2. CNN and New York Times. Check it out. Check it out. We'll get you a copy of all those other polls.
I don't believe you're trailing in battleground states.
No, I don't.
All right, we'll see. That's interesting. That he was, you know, I looked at 10 polls, only 2, and he did name CNN and New York Times where he's trailing. So that's interesting that he took that on directly. I guess he was ready to answer that question, almost wanting it. Now let me bring you to this story. A 3-part social media thread by Michael LaRosa. He's a communications and political strategist who served as press secretary for Jill Biden between 2021 and 2022. He, and when this happens, I always think it comes from the friend who is Jill Biden. He lashed out at Biden's team following the release of the CNN poll that showed the former president with high favorability ratings above him. So Michael LaRosa tweets this out. Trump has higher favorable ratings higher favorables and Biden has higher unfavorable. This is inexcusable for a man universally known for his character and integrity. It's a result of a failing to respond to smears, lies, conspiracies, and disinformation for months, along with a void of info to be filled. He's being critical of the Biden team from inside the Biden tent. LaRosa goes on, shameful that POTUS team has followed this narrative to congeal over the last 2 years. The only people who get who can help change the people around President Biden is Jill Biden. It is up to her. These are the same people who got Joe Biden fourth in Iowa, fifth in New Hampshire, and second in socialist Nevada. Second to a socialist in Nevada. Wow. He goes on. I've been a squeaky wheel for months arguing that this is the wrong approach to GOP attacks on Biden's integrity, reputation, and family. Poll after poll validates everything I've been saying, writing for months. Changing his team now will look like he actually cares. See some numbers that we do. Listen, the problem is he does have dicey things in his background that he never admitted to. He's already been caught lying. You look back at the 2020 debate. He lied throughout all of it. The laptop wasn't real. 57 Intel experts say this is classic Russian disinformation when you know it is your son's laptop. You said you never knew about your son's business. You had dinner with his business associates. You had him as a CC'd on interaction with Ukraine. Knew nothing about his business with Ukraine? Really? As well as with the prosecutor there? Ron, listening on W, let's check that. Let me go to John, listening in California. John.
Hi, Brian. Good morning. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
I'm pissed. Ronan McDaniels, I talked to you a few months ago about my lack of confidence in the RNC chairman, and this is the reason why. How do you lose an election when you have the worst president in 50 years with two wars going on, inflation up to you-know-what, and we still lose? I don't understand it.
It was abortion. And I don't know what, see, I do know this, John. I understand your frustration, and what you want to do is, like in sports, fire the coach or the general manager. Sometimes they deserve to be fired. I don't know. I've never run a major political party, but I had her here on Monday, and she was expressing frustration. Frustration with candidates who have their consultants and don't listen to her. And Kellyanne Conway wrote me after one of the anchors on our shows ripped Ronna McDaniel and say she's got to be responsible. And Kellyanne Conway wrote me, and she basically said, why are people blaming Ronna McDaniel? These are high-priced consultants that these guys are listening to, and therefore they go with what they say and don't take her so-called free advice. A lot of them are donors and super PAC people, and they almost have to go with what they say. They say, how is it that Ronna's fault? Horrible, nameless, faceless, undeservingly rich consultants losing everywhere. So I understand it's, you want to fire the coach. I just don't – I have not seen evidence that it's her fault. I have not seen a strategy that hasn't worked. She's dealing with Donald Trump like almost anyone can. You can't just go ahead and say whatever Trump says goes. You're still trying to run the RNC. You had one real challenger, Hamid Dhillon, and you beat her. Ron in WABC in Long Island. Now you're ready, Ron. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you? Great to see you. I'll actually talk to you, but my thing is, as we're playing chess in with going forward instead of checkers, hopefully, we have to be reminded that from when Jimmy Carter allowed the leftist lawyers he had to revamp the Federal Education Board, since then, they have withered away on history, on social studies, on normal math, and what they have done is split the families from being able to help their kids at the table, and then those kids right now are under my age, but they are police, judges, doctors, and they all have no knowledge of World War II, Vietnam, the heroes that we were, the people that we are, and they may just be a lost generation that we got to chalk up to the best we can do with what we got and teach the new, younger generation coming up that we must get into these schools. It's a must for our survival.
I agree. Ron, everything you're saying, I support everything you're saying. Everything.
Yeah,
you're 100% right. It's not sexy. It's not sensational. It's not a billboard on Times Square. It's not taking over a major social media platform. It is going into the schools, working on the curriculum to tell the true story of this country, get basic civics back in. It'll help the parents factor them in. give the teachers a chance to give the curriculum they go to school to learn and to relay, and stop subscribing to people's agendas. And if you're walking out of school and people are saying how great the PLO is and how great Hamas is and how oppressed Hezbollah is, you don't know the true story of the Middle East, how bad America is. I mean, it started with Barack Obama apologizing, goes over to the Middle East and apologizes for past presidents and past generations. I don't need anybody apologizing for America. Every country has done some things they want back, and every country has done some things that haven't turned out to successfully conclude what the objective was. So having said that, I don't want any president apologizing for me or the country, especially because we have nothing to apologize for. But that's where it really starts. And if we could get a hold of the education and start getting an accurate look at what kids are learning, most of all, I don't want propaganda. I just want a true type teaching of history. I think we should all be doing book reports again about great Americans, not perfect Americans, but great Americans. And I think sooner or later, we'll start righting the ship as a country. In the meantime, I wouldn't mind a few lawmakers and some leaders. They could start telling America's story. When you got 50 million people watching, when you have the debate, don't just say you love America. Tell us why. You heard that Daniel DiMartino just on from Venezuela. He says, best country in the world. So glad I'm here. First generation Americans, oftentimes, they are the most patriotic because they know how much better it is. And I recommend to anyone who thinks, wow, you know, I got huge problems with this country. I'm so embarrassed by it. Please travel. Don't move yet. Just travel. Go to Greenland. You know, go to France. You know, go to Saudi Arabia. Go to Norway. Go to Russia. Here, it's beautiful. They got a lot of room. Need some people. Need some soldiers. And if you find a place that's better, stay. But no, more than likely, you're not. I hope to see everybody in Red Banks, New Jersey, tonight on stage. Some tickets are still left. Go to BrianKilmeade.com.
The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Find one of a kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.